about. You gotta put it in perspective.
In order to get to heaven, you need to accept Jesus Christ into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior.
Done. I f***ing love him. What else?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Well, if you think I'm shifting my loyalties from Charles Manson to Paul McCartney, I'm not.
Kevin has a problem with alcohol. Problem with alcohol. Problem with alcohol. Kevin has a problem with alcohol, and when he's drunk, he'll let you do him in the... What did you do? Hi, Callie. Fire beer mug.
I don't know, that's a toss-up.
USA! USA! USA!
Thanks for that information. How about a little radio silence?
And now...
Whoa, did you feel that? I think our periods just synchronized.
Our feature presentation.
There's something really funny about hearing one person chant USA, and then no one joins in. Yes, that's the best. Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is a Tuesday morning.
I think that's because that one person was beer bug, and nobody wants to co-sign on whatever idea he has.
Even if he's dead on with the USA chant, they go, yeah, but then I'd be chanting with beer mug.
Yeah. Exactly, so. Yeah. He's for it. I got to be a get it.
Right.
Here's 18-year-old Gabby Scanlon in the village of Heysham in England. She went out with her friends to the Lancaster City Centre to celebrate her birthday on October the 4th. And I guess I'm not aware of this trend, but you guys tell me, have you seen these drinks that they sometimes put liquid nitrogen in?
Yeah.
Is that a thing that you've seen?
Yeah.
And they do that just for the effect, just because it looks cool to have the fog around it?
I think so.
And, of course, it also makes it cold. You use liquid nitrogen, sometimes in restaurants and bars to flash freeze things, including alcohol. Well, she drank it, and something went terribly wrong because she ended up being taken to the emergency room where they removed her stomach.
Removed her stomach?
What? Removed her stomach.
Wait, was that a mistake by the hospital, or they did that
no.
on purpose?
Medical opinion is that it would have proved fatal had the operation not been carried out urgently, according to police spokespeople.
Does she have to now... Not to get gross, but does she have to now eat in the restroom? Because there's no time between consuming and the other part.
Yeah, apparently, what happens to you?
Apparently, what happens, and this is certainly not common, but it's called a gastrectomy. The first one was done in 1881, so there is some history of this being done. And apparently, what happens is you have to eat in extremely small amounts of food at a time. And there are some other problems that result from, for instance, your stomach lining, I guess, has something to do with helping you retain B vitamins, for instance. So you can be vitamin deficient if you're on top of it with taking a lot of supplements and whatnot.
When you say extremely small, you're talking like a grape.
I don't know. It doesn't say here. UK Food Standards Agency released a statement warning consumers to exercise caution when consuming cocktails made with liquid nitrogen because of the human body's inability to deal with the chemical's cold temperature. Apparently, the liquid nitrogen could rapidly change into a gas and blow the stomach up like a balloon.
Oh, my
God. One doctor said the idea that people put this stuff in drinks is just unbelievable.
Wow.
So coming around, this is a good warning because you know they do it
that's
in bars
right.
at Halloween.
Yeah, because it
right?
looks cool. Right, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
That sounds like a gastric bypass, essentially, is what she had, where, they make the stomach really, really small.
I
and
guess.
You can only
but no,
very
they took it
little
out.
Bits.
This is a gastrectomy, where they took out most of her stomach. I guess they left it,
So they left a little bit.
A tiny little bit of lining. Yeah. But, I mean, can you leave enough that you can make it into a bag or something that can hold food, though, as Kevin was pointing out?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It doesn't just do you any good to have one wall, if the food's going to go straight through.
Jeez.
But this is – we talk about this all the time. You think you're doing one thing, and 1 minute later, everything is different. She's 18. She's out with her mates celebrating at a bar, living it up, having a great time, drinking a wacky drink. The next thing you know, she's in the hospital having her stomach removed, and her life will never be the same.
Yeah, that is
weird. The next 60 years, she's the girl without a stomach.
That would take you probably 2 years just to get your head. Like, your mind is so hard to get around big stuff like that. It would take forever.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, I don't have a stomach. Ooh, that looks good. Oh, I don't have a stomach.
Oh, so sad.
When she was primping in front of that mirror to go out that night, in no way did she think she was coming home without a stomach in a few days.
I wonder if I'm going to have a stomach at the end of the night.
I am now going to start asking myself that question every day.
Well, I don't think you need to if you're not going to be drinking things like
nothing
that.
Nothing happens, so I don't have a stomach.
Sure would like to still have a stomach tomorrow. That'd be awesome.
I'm going to put this in the column of not ideal.
Not ideal, no.
That isn't good for you.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show.
Surely you don't consider yourself a suitable example for this community's young people, girls in particular.
That's correct. That is correct. On today's Kevin and Bean Show, we're going to talk to people who are dumpster diving.
Yes.
It's a weird story being brought up, I believe, at 5:30 one morning, and it was about a millionaire, a woman, who had she went dumpster diving just because she couldn't bear the thought that there was good food in there going to waste.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there is. I mean, Americans aren't famous for throwing away a tremendous amount of food. That
right.
doesn't mean it's my first choice of what I want to eat when I get hungry.
But they are famous for mixing that food with other trash.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
seems bad.
I mean, I guess you just develop skills, you know, hunting skills where you look for the pastries that are still in the box and things like that, I guess.
We had an intern who dumpster dived, but
yeah.
she did it because she didn't have any money. This woman had plenty of money, but just couldn't pass up a good meal in a dumpster.
That's why she's got so much money.
That's right.
That's gross.
It is, yeah. Lady Gaga puking on stage. More details on that.
Yum, yum, yum.
We are going to talk about animal interventions.
Uh-oh.
This is Allison Eastwood and Donald Schultz. They're coming in to talk to Lisa about her dog.
I saw a clip of this show. Who was horrifying.
Is it heartbreaking? Yeah.
Oh.
I may have to step out of the room.
This is funny because, yeah. Mm.
I watched.
It's funny because Bean loves human death. But when it comes to animals, and I agree, there's a helpless factor there.
Sure,
that it breaks your heart. But this is not a comedy if that's what you're looking for.
Look, you keep a tiger in a room the size of this studio, you're no friend of mine.
Agreed.
That's no way for an animal to live.
So they just set them loose in town and just go, have at it. I think that's what they do.
We'll find out. I don't know. I couldn't get that far into the show. I don't know what they do.
There's a scientist on a National Science Board for the government. Our government, the U.S. government, who claims that various science facts, like how old the Earth is and Darwinism and all that, lies straight from the pit of hell. Scientist.
He's on our what board?
Lies straight from the pit of hell.
He's on the board of what?
I don't know. Some kind of scientific science? Board. Yes. A science. I don't know. Well, we'll find out. We'll give you some more details. But it's a little scary that somebody like that could get in.
It's a lot scary.
Yeah. And some highlights of the last South Park. I don't know if you saw it, but they made fun of Honey Boo Boo.
They
How
did.
Dare
no,
they?
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
How dare they?
And we'll give you some highlights in about a half hour. And I think you'll enjoy the highlights as well, Ben. I think you'll love both. So that's coming up, along with your chance to visit SpaceX with Muse. And we've got your chance coming up for that in the 7 o'clock hour like we're doing every day this week. The Showbiz Beat is coming up now.
Tuesday morning, bright and early, Ralph Garman joins us in studio with a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
I do give everyone a heads up and a reminder to come down and see me this Thursday, October the 11th. We're doing Kevin and Bean's Drain a Vein Blood Drive.
How's that? Scary?
Not particularly. Sounds sort of like Survivor.
Try it again.
Wow. It does. Wow. Is Jeff Probst going to be down there snuffing out your torch?
I hope not.
It is
I thought it was a foghorn. That's what it sounded like to me. It was a boat was coming
Kevin
in.
Kevin and Bean's Drain a Vein Blood Drive.
Wait for it. Done.
I don't got that kind of time.
All right. Let's try them out.
I'd rather have Bingo. One of those things he's got.
All right, Bean, can you play one
sure,
of those?
Sure,
Kevin and Bean's Drain a Vein Blood Drive. Come on, that's scary. It's Thursday, October the 11th. Come join me in Hollywood. I'll be at the old historic Sears building.
Okay.
That's just bad gas.
I'm not going to have time for the rest of the show.
It's happening on Santa Monica. I don't have the exact address here because our crack staff did not provide it for me. But it's on Santa Monica Boulevard in Hollywood.
5601.
5601
Santa Monica.
Thank you so much, Bean. It starts at 6 a.m. I'll be down there. There'll be tons of prizes for everyone who donates blood. Come on down. The details are at krock.com. And it goes all the way to 3 o'clock in the p.m. So join us, won't you? And while we're talking about scary things, the holiday season is upon us. And by holiday, I mean Halloween, of course. Paranormal Activity 4, soon to be seen in theaters. I have tickets right now to give away. Special advanced screening of Paranormal Activity 4.
Yay!
Kids didn't care for it the first time, but they like it the second
That's
time.
Right.
Thursday, October the 18th is the date. Come on out and join us. It'll be scary. And we're also going to give you access to tour the Blumhouse of Horrors, one of L.A.'s most haunted locations. So
it'll be a good time.
Lots going on for Halloween.
Love it.
Including two of the scariest people in the world, Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman in the news. Where's your... Where's that now? Yeah. After 30 years of marriage, Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman are splitting up. Danny is 67, Rhea is 64.
Wow.
How long have they been married?
They've been married 30 years.
30 years.
They started dating when they worked on an off-Broadway play together in 1970. That means they lived together for more than a decade before marrying. That's 41 years.
Wow. What happened, Ralph?
It does not say here. I'm guessing sex tape. Somebody's sex tape got leaked. They have a couple of kids, 41 years of marriage, and they were the perfect size for each other.
I know.
At 5'1", Rhea Perlman was just 1 inch taller than Danny DeVito, who's 5 feet even. But the marriage came up a little short.
Harvey Levin asked it.
I wasn't going to let you take that joke away from me. I'm sorry.
I enjoyed it very much.
Well, you go now.
Harvey Levin asked an interesting question yesterday. They've been together 41 years, married 30. Is that considered a failure, or is that considered a success?
Well, that's a success in Hollywood.
I think so, yeah.
Kidding? Success anywhere.
But I think part of the reason is if he's working and busy and gone, it's a lot easier to stay married.
I suppose.
Don't you think? I'd say that's a success, absolutely. 30 years?
I think so, too.
But what could happen after 40 years of being together where suddenly you can't be together anymore?
He turned on the lights?
And
saw?
And she didn't?
And she didn't.
Oh,
well,
no,
maybe.
You're right, Kevin. He's a freaking male model. He can get anything he wants. Yeah, look how sexy he is.
They're pretty even.
They're perfect for each other.
Yeah. They're the best either one of them is going to do.
That's right. Guy Ritchie apparently has realized that Madonna isn't the best he's ever going to do. He popped the question to model Jackie Ainsley this week, and she's been showing off her engagement ring. A couple already has a one-year-old son named Raphael. And they're expecting yet another bundle of joy, so I guess it was time to walk down the aisle. She's a delight, that Jackie Ainsley. Well done. And while we're talking about marriages, remember yesterday where Jack Osborne was making fun of us all via Twitter, saying, oh, I love how a trip to Hawaii for my mother suddenly became my wedding.
Yes.
Ha ha ha, LOL, F you,
yes.
Bite me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his representatives confirmed that he got married over the weekend in Hawaii to his girlfriend Lisa Stelly. That's what all the reporters are saying, because, like, everyone, all your family friends are there. They have to sign non-disclosure agreements. Something's up. You're getting married. No, oh, you stupid media. Ha-ha, people.
Look at you being dumb again.
Yeah, they're married.
It's almost like if they deny it, you know it happened.
If they don't say anything, then maybe not.
Then
it's probably a mistake.
Right.
But, yeah.
But if they deny it, then you go, okay, it happened.
As we mentioned yesterday, does he really think he's got to cover up his wedding so much because everyone's dying for the Jack Osborne wedding information?
I don't know. I have no interest.
Nuts.
I'd be interested if Ozzy was getting remarried, but not Jack.
Yeah, because he'd be biting the heads off of things at the reception. That's why it would be cool. And I love this story. I've often claimed this is the case, and it turns out science has proven me out.
That's rare.
That science proves me out?
Yep.
Yeah, usually it's just a random opinion. But in this particular case, I'm right. Jack and Rose could both have survived at the end of Titanic. If you Google the phrase, they both could have fit, you will see a series of articles, photos, and comments from people saying, at the end of that movie, why does Jack let go of that piece of driftwood that Rose is on? Look at the size of it. They both easily could have fit on it.
He got too cold, Ralph. The water was cold.
She was cold, too.
Yeah, but she was not in the water.
But he should have climbed up on the driftwood. That's what I'm saying.
There was room for
him and a few more. Is the point of the story.
She had to spread out. She needed her room.
Everyone...
That's funny.
...who said this got the same answer from James Cameron. It's not a question of room. It's a question of buoyancy. Jack put Rose on up on that piece of wood, and he's not an idiot. He realized if he gets up on it, then the raft will sink. There's not enough buoyancy available for both of them. However, the show Mythbusters has gone ahead and tested this proposition. Their conclusion, Jack and Rose could have both easily survived.
How much time do people have and how much do they still care about Titanic the movie?
We want our answers, damn it.
Wow.
So they both could have survived.
Stupid James Cameron.
Stupid James Cameron. And congratulations to Mila Kunis.
Yes.
Just announced this week by Esquire magazine as the sexiest woman alive.
Not a bad choice.
Not a bad choice at all.
She's amazing.
She's spectacular. Here's some other people in the magazine's issue of Women That We Love that get mentions. Katie Holmes, Allison Williams of the Girls TV series.
Sure.
Now it starts getting hinky. Anne Hathaway, Kristen Stewart, and Gabourey Sidibe from Precious.
What?
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
We have no comment.
Sidibe. Come on. Look,
that bitch fat.
She's super talented, don't get me wrong, but come on, Esquire.
It's science.
You gotta come correct. Today's celebrity birthday is Robert Wall. He was on a series called Arliss for many, many seasons. Bull Durham he was in, of course. He was in the original Batman movie with Tim Burton's Batman. 61 years old today. While we're talking about Osbournes, Sharon Osbourne celebrates her 60th birthday today. Tell your son to stop lying, Sharon. Do yourself
you're
going to
take on Sharon? That's what you're going to do?
Whatever.
All right.
Tony Shalhoub from Monk and Wings, 59 years old. Screenwriter, producer, director. Guillermo del Toro, who Kevin chased into a bathroom in San Diego, is 48 years old today. Scared this guy so badly, the guy ran into the bathroom.
That's just not true.
That is what happened.
He ambled into the bathroom. He didn't run.
PJ Harvey's 43. Nick Swardson is 36 years old. Chris O'Dowd, very funny from Bridesmaids, 33. Brandon Routh, formerly Superman, 33 years old today. Can be seen in the new series Partners. And Zachary Ty Bryan from Home Improvement is 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Every day this week, Monday through Friday, here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we are giving you tickets to go see Muse January 23rd at Staples Center. Tickets for that show go on sale this Friday morning at 10. But there's a little something special. You get a chance to hang out with, meet Muse, and tour SpaceX with them. We have all the details at KROQ.com. If you are either a space enthusiast or a Muse enthusiast, be around between 7 and 8. We'll give you a chance to win those tickets here on KROQ.
Bean's the only person that I know that used the words enthusiast.
Yes, it's true.
But it's anyone else in the world who
it's accurate in this case.
All right.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about South Park now for a second. They came back with a new episode last week called Lowering the Bar, and they made fun of Honey Boo Boo, which is awesome because Honey
Happiness
Boo Boo.
Happiness and sunshine and butterflies and flowers.
How can anyone make fun of my little Honey Boo Boo?
And it's funny because this whole episode revolves around Cartman finally, after 16 seasons, admitting that he's fat.
He never has.
Every time they call him fat,
he's just big bone.
He's big
bone.
He's strong. He's muscular. He's always got some explanation, but it's never just that he's fat. So they're in a Walmart, and he again is claiming that he's not fat. And they see these motorized scooters that you can get when you go to the Walmart. Mm-hmm. I guess they provide them. If
they
you're,
do, yeah, at Costco
as by
well.
The way, by the way, about half of the people shopping at Walmart
yes.
need those motorized scooters, too.
Well, in this episode, everyone in Walmart is except for the kids.
Oh.
And this conversation is had.
I'm not fat, Cal. Right, you're not fat. Dude, I'm not fat. I don't drive around on a mobility scooter like that.
Mobility scooter. So then Cartman turns right after that conversation and echoes Bean's sentiment when he says,
oh my God, you guys, look at this. Candy corn Oreos. You gotta be kidding me. Oreos with candy corn filling. Holy hell, yes.
Are you serious? Look around. Doesn't this bother you at all?
Because everybody's riding a motorized scooter.
Right?
They're all gigantic. They're all 400. You know how South Park exaggerates.
Right.
They're all 400 pounds. So Cartman finally goes over to Kyle's house and finally, for the first time in 16 seasons, admits he might be a little fat.
I've been doing a lot of thinking about what you said at Walmart. You're right, Kyle. I'm fat. All these years you telling me and me saying, no, I'm big boned, or no, that's just muscle. It was always just me living in denial. I'm fucking fat, Cal. I'm fucking fat as
fuck. Oh, when it occurs to him, it really comes down hard.
It really comes down hard on him until you realize he's only admitting it so he can get a motorized scooter and drive everywhere.
Ah,
and he pulls into Kyle's house and drives around and tries to go in the bathroom and tells Kyle's dad he better get it fixed because it's not accessible for him. And now he's driving the scooter everywhere, and this is the internal dialogue that's going on in his head while he's pushing people out of the way and going to the front of every line.
Nobody understands how embarrassing it is to live with obesity. Out of the way. Out of the way, please. Wherever you go, you're treated differently.
I guess take that big booth by the window.
You're made to feel different, to feel like less of a person. I feel so much shame. All I can do is try to make myself feel a little better by flying to Disneyland on the weekends. But even at Disneyland, I get reminded of my weight. Excuse me. Gotta go to the front of the line. Oh, what shame I feel. Oh, geez, look how fat I am. I'm just mortified, you guys.
As he passes everybody in line to get up to the front. So, so basically, he's just doing it just to get it. Yeah. And then this starts happening. They have polarized scooter tipping. Now all the kids, because of all the people that are riding these little motorized scooters, start tipping them over. And then they, of course, are too fat to pick them up. And so they tip over Cartman.
So get off your fucking scooters and pick them up. Oh, did you hear him? This is exactly what Adele is talking about. Our culture celebrates anorexia and tries to make us ashamed if we don't have slim stomachs and perky little tits like Kyle.
This is exactly what Adele was talking about. So Cartman wants people to know that he may be fat, but he's no Honey Boo Boo.
Okay.
I may
here we
be
go.
Fat, but I'm not Honey Boo Boo.
Who's Honey Boo Boo? Dude, you've never seen Honey Boo Boo?
My name's Honey Boo Boo, and I'm a beauty queen, bitches.
Okay, so now Cartman's playing Honey Boo Boo, and he is way fat. And then June, the mom, comes. Is it June Bean?
Yep, that's
the,
right.
The mom comes in.
I'm fat as a whale, and I don't give two shits, girl.
Her favorite foods are Sketty and butter, and she likes drinking Red Bull and Mountain Dew.
I'm only 6, and I've already had 3 heart attacks, girlfriend.
By the way, it's hard to parody Honey Boo Boo's family
is.
Because they are so fat. Because June, grandmother at 33, weighs over 300 pounds because the 12-year-old weighs 175 pounds in that family.
Yeah. And
she's trying to diet.
They don't really apologize for being fat either.
We ain't got no shame about our weight because our weight makes us sassy.
That's about right.
So they take a video recorder and they shoot film of Cartman going around. And they make, instead of Honey Boo Boo, they make Fatty Poo Poo. That's the show that they make.
That little bitch beat me in the ratings? Oh, hell no!
He's not going to put up with that, not for a second. He hated the idea at first, but then when he goes up against Honey Boo Boo and she's winning, then what's he going to do?
Mm-hmm.
So he decides that he's going to double his efforts, but then they go back to the Honey Boo Boo family.
Honey Boo Boo! Honey Boo Boo!
This is right after she went to her heart failed, Bean, so she needs a heart transplant.
Right.
So she goes to the county fair, and she picks the healthiest looking pig she can.
Okay.
And she has it killed.
Oh.
So that she can have its heart. So now she's getting the pig's heart put into her, and during the surgery, Mama June is talking to Honey Boo Boo on the surgical table.
Honey Boo Boo! Honey Boo Boo!
What?
What you gonna tell them judges if they ask you about your heart?
I'm gonna tell them my heart is sweeter than bacon, child.
So she doesn't have any problem with it, and she goes on and she wins all of the prizes, and that's...
And her dial will be the same as it was for the pig.
That's correct.
Hooking you up with more tickets from Hughes coming up on today's Kevin and Bean Show. Next hour, Allison Eastwood and Donald Schultz are going to be in studio. They go to people's homes and try to talk them into giving up their lions. How do you think that goes?
Poorly?
Yeah, probably.
See that clip? What would you do if we came in and said we wanted to take your cats away? Shoot you. That's the response you get from people who keep lions as pets. So we'll discuss the new show, Animal Intervention, coming up. First, though, what's going on down in Georgia, Kevin?
Well, there's a Republican who is named Representative Paul Braun, and he is a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And he was giving a speech. His spokespeople say it was a private speech, off the record, where he was talking about how he believes the Bible literally. So evolution and what were there? Two other things. The world was made in 6 days.
Right.
The world is 9,000 years old. And everything else that they've been taught in school, from Darwinism to the world being much older than that, is straight from the pit of hell. Here's some of his speech that he was giving.
God's word is true. I've come to understand that. All that stuff I was taught about evolution and embryology and Big Bang Theory, all that is lies, straight from the pit of hell.
Yeah.
And it's lies to try to keep me and all the folks who are taught that from understanding that they need a Savior. You see, there are a lot of scientific data that I found out as a scientist that actually show that this is really a young Earth. I don't believe that the Earth is but about 9,000 years old. I believe it was created in 6 days as we know them. That's what the Bible says.
All right. Now, to add to the problem, he's a Georgia Republican representative. He also is a physician, and he also sits on the House Science, Space, and Technology Committee.
Do we not screen these people?
That
at
is
all?
A good question.
He doesn't seem to have a basic understanding of science, but maybe we're wrong. Maybe he can believe both the Bible and the word of science. So we wanted to find out. So we asked producer Dave to line us up Representative Braun, who joins us on the phone right now here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Representative.
Morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Great.
Well, we're fine. The House Science, Space, and Technology Committee.
Yes,
it seems like
I'm very proud to serve on that austere committee. It's a great group of people, and we're really doing some good work there.
I'm sure it is, and I'm sure you are, but it seems like they must disagree greatly with the things that you said in the sound clip that we just played, sir.
You can't disagree with the word of God. That's just crazy talk.
Well, no, we're saying everybody else on the board must have a different view than you.
Well, you have to keep in mind, also on that board is Representative Todd Akin, the guy who gave you legitimate rape.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So I'm in pretty good stead, actually, okay. On that group.
All right.
You got Mo Brooks from Alabama. He doesn't believe in global warming either. We got Dana Rohrabacher from out there where you guys are in Huntington Beach.
Right.
He thinks cutting down trees will help reduce levels of greenhouse gases.
Right.
Which, of course, they absorb, or so the scientists would tell us.
Now, you don't seem to have much use for science, and that's odd for a guy sitting on the House Science and Space and Technology Committee.
Well, here's the thing. God told me that those are all lies straight from the pit of hell.
He told you specifically? Did you hear his voice?
Not specifically, but I read it in the Bible.
Okay.
And the Bible is, as we know, the Word of God, and is like I like to refer to it as the manufacturer's handbook.
I understand.
Which teaches you how to live your life, and not only that, it will teach you how to change the carburetor in a 1977 Chevy Impala.
Wait, that's in there?
Yeah, it's in there. If you look hard enough, you'll find it. All the answers are in the Bible.
Never heard of that.
Yeah.
But
taught
what
me how
about
to program my VCR when I first got 1 year ago.
There was no VCR when it was written.
That's how good it is.
What?
That's how good the Bible is. It'll teach you things you didn't even know you didn't need it to know.
Wow, that's
weird. Impressive. What about all of your fellow scientist friends, though, who will say that it's long been proven that the Earth is millions of years old, not just 9,000.
Well, you call them scientists. I call them Satanists. I think these are people telling lies straight from the pit of hell. And they will try to teach you, the planet is millions of years old. Let's say it's 9,000 years old. That is a fact. Trees have only been here for like 8 years.
That is
a fact.
That's not a fact. That's
I remember trees longer than 8 years ago, personally.
You think you do, but that's just Satan's way of getting in your head.
Is that right? Yeah. Is being possessed by Satan? That would explain a lot.
That's the devil fooling you.
All right.
And I'm from Georgia, and I know about the devil, because the devil went down to Georgia.
Okay. All right. That's how seriously you're taking this.
He was looking for a soul to steal.
Right. Yeah. And then what happened?
There's some fiddling going on or something. I don't remember the rest of the story, but I do know that the Earth is young.
Yeah.
And also, all these lies from the pit of hell that science would teach you.
Like what?
Ooh, gravity. Gravity keeps us attached to the Earth. That's just
that's science.
Straight from the pit of hell.
But look, when we go to the moon, we don't have the same amount of gravity, and we can see and feel the difference.
Because God doesn't love the moon as much as he loves the Earth.
Okay,
so it's God's love that holds you to the planet. He wants you to stay here, so he keeps your feet firmly on the ground.
He doesn't care
about the moon. The moon is devil. The devil's playground. That's what the moon is.
Then how come God lets us fly? How come we can get on an airplane and we can leave the Earth?
Well, why? Because he wants us to see his majesty from above. He wants us to fly like the birds and look down upon his creation, the Earth, and say, damn, that's some good work for 6 days.
You're just making stuff up now.
And that's why, and then if you don't believe in the God, he will crash your plane. And he does it all the time.
That's a ridiculous statement.
And he reaches up and he says, and he said, not in my house.
That's
and
just
he will slap that plane right down.
That's just stupid.
You're just making stuff up now.
That's all these scientific facts that they say, ooh, the body's made up of carbon and hydrogen and stuff. That's just lies from straight from the pit of hell.
Super, it's very provable.
It's not. The body is made largely up of cotton candy and unicorn blood.
What?
Now, where does it say that in the Bible?
Page 97, Leviticus, chapter 8, line 4. Look it up.
I don't have a Bible.
I'm
telling you, there's
you don't have a Bible.
Not with me.
Because you are straight from the pit of hell. Okay. That's why.
I can guarantee there's no unicorn blood in the Bible.
No, there isn't. It's in you, though. That and cotton candy makes you up what you are. You open a blog.
Remember about, 6 weeks ago or so, Kevin, when you said, yeah, that Kevining photo, that sure is embarrassing, yeah. But at least we'll have forgotten that by noon today. Remember those days?
Well, at first I thought that night. And then I thought, well, Ralph really seems to enjoy it. So maybe it's got a couple of days in it. Mm-hmm. But by the weekend, certainly it'll be gone.
Yeah. Right. And then the photos started coming in from all over the world by the hundreds. And we have the Kevining photo gallery up at kevinandbean.com. And then people started making artwork. And remember last week we talked to the people who did that phenomenal statue? Well, we recently were contacted by Jim Morey, who is probably the most famous pumpkin carver in Southern California. He runs VIPcarvings.com. He's done pumpkins for everybody. He did a Kevining pumpkin. And it's unbelievable. You have now been immortalized in a pumpkin,
yeah.
Kevin, with your Kevining pose.
Yeah.
Let's get Jim on and find out where he's coming from. Hey, Jim, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for joining us. How long have you been pumpkin carving? How does a man get into this?
Well, when you have 4 kids and the oldest is 19 by now, you've carved your fair share of pumpkins over the years.
And you must be an artist because it seems what
no,
you...
That's the funny thing. I'm actually an IT manager. I'm a computer geek. I am not artistic at all, but I can make a pumpkin pattern and get it on a pumpkin and make you think it's real.
How about that?
So is this something that you do like as a part-time business for a couple of months around Halloween every year?
I wish it was a couple of months. Unfortunately, it's about 1 month, and I am balls to the wall for 30 days, and then it pretty much dies out.
So people come to you and they say, hey, I want a picture of my family on the pumpkin or whatever, and you just carve them up custom and sell them to them.
Yeah, I specialize in what I call portrait pumpkins, where you can email me a picture of a family member, a pet, whatever, and I'm going to make it on the pumpkin to where if it doesn't freak you out a little bit at how real it is, I haven't done a good job.
When I came in, this pumpkin freaked me out. I was like, what? How did he do that? A. B, I thought it was a real pumpkin.
No, yeah, those fake pumpkins, I just started doing them this year, and they are awesome because this pumpkin will live on forever with such a classic pose. How can you let it go by 1 year at a time?
I was picturing, once again, 3 days from now, it melting. You know what I mean? Like it just falling apart.
No,
we're going to have a Kevining museum with all the artwork as it starts to...
I think this is a fitting conclusion.
I don't know.
I'm inspired now.
Where's the oil painting of Kevin? I mean, we got a lot of other art that can be done here. But I'm on your website right now, VIPcarvings.com, and I'm looking at the pumpkins that you did for the Fox pregame show, the NFL pregame show that they do on Sunday mornings. So yeah. You had to sit down. You had to go, all right, this pumpkin's going to be Terry Bradshaw. This pumpkin's going to be Howie Long. This one's going to be Michael Strahan. And you managed to make it look almost like a photograph on the pumpkin. I still can't even figure out how you do it.
Yeah, I've gone from being on national TV to being on local radio. I think I need a new agent.
Woohoo! You're going downhill. And fast.
Thanks for making fun of us for having you on, Jim. We appreciate it. When did you first hear about the Kevining phenomena?
Oh, I've been a K-Rock listener for 30 years. I listen to you guys every morning, so wow. From the very get-go. And Ralph, I did some pumpkins for him for Babylon last year, and I'm not going to miss Ralph's showbiz beat any morning.
Great. So you saw the photo, you saw Kevin's pose for the Arc Light photo, and you said, oh, this is great. We got to turn this into a pumpkin. You made one for us and send it up. We did just tweet it from @KevinandBean if you want to see the pumpkin, and you can go to VIPcarvings.com. Are you already all booked up between now and Halloween, or can people still get in if they want to get you to make something for them?
No, go to the website, hit the contact me, and let me know. Like I say, with the fake pumpkins, it's great because I can do them ahead of time. I don't have to worry about them falling apart.
Right. I got to tell you, I wish I would have seen this before I made the video for the trailer of Sinister. I recut it and put a bunch of Kevining pictures in.
Oh.
Boy, I wish I would have seen your pumpkin.
Would have been perfect.
That would have fit perfect. We tweeted that out, too, if you want to watch that. That's my parody. But I think this is a good way to wrap it up.
No,
we got the pumpkin that's going to last forever. Fantastic. We got the statue.
I think we're finding that there's new ways to do art, and there may be things we've never even heard of that could
I haven't seen a Kevining tattoo yet as just one example.
That's a great
point. No one should do that.
A lot of stuff out there.
A lot of different mediums.
Yeah.
A macaroni. Come on. Who's made the macaroni picture? Come on.
See, Jim's
taking. He
does
have
kids. Jim is an artist. He's using his pumpkin head.
And what about macaroni?
VIPcarvings.com. Again, is the site if you want to check out Jim's amazing pumpkins. And you're going to put Kevin's picture up on your site as well, I hope, right?
Feel free not to do that.
Absolutely. It's on my Facebook. I'm a VIP-Carvings on Facebook. That's where you can see a lot more pictures.
All right.
Great stuff. Thank you so much, Jim. We appreciate talking to you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye now. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You think that needs that at
boo.
The end?
I think more songs need the boo. Whatever happened to the boo? Used to be every song had boo in it. There's no more boo.
Well, some songs I don't think necessarily
boo.
Call for the boo. We need the
I think Gwen Stefani killed it for everybody with too many boo songs. I think people are a little tired of it now, maybe. Hey, it's the Kevin and Bean Show. More tickets for Muse at Staples Center before they go on sale Friday morning at 10. You can win those between 7 and 8 again today. Plus, you get to tour something called SpaceX with the band. That's all coming up. Ralph is here now. Time for our look at the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday morning. What's going on?
Well, Honey Boo Boo's got a new high-profile fan. Heard you guys talking about the Boo Boo episode of South Park.
Right.
Guess who now is seriously on the Honey Boo Boo bandwagon? This comedian says it's her favorite show. She's addicted.
Oh, I think I know.
Sarah Silverman?
No.
Oh, that's a good guess.
She's got a warped sense of humor.
Who do you think would fit in with this family? If you had to move someone in, if there was a comedian, a female comedian that you had to move.
Roseanne Barr.
That's close.
That's a good guess.
Excellent, excellent guess. But Roseanne's a little haughty. She thinks fairly highly of herself.
Oh, okay.
But she could join that family instantly.
She could instantly,
I don't know.
Rosie O'Donnell has announced that she is Honey Boo Boo's biggest fan.
I'm sorry, I thought you said comedian.
She said she would love to meet the stars of the show. She said she'd like to buy the family a new house. That's how much she loves them.
I know you guys don't watch the show, but there's six of them now that little Caitlin is born. And it looks like they're living in about, 1,000 square feet maybe? Well, it's a tiny, tiny little house.
And they're all four sizes larger than the average human being.
That's true.
That's even
it's
less
pretty
space.
Pretty tight quarters, yeah.
But that makes me say, hey, make better decisions, not I want to buy you a house.
Rosie compares Honey Boo Boo to Shirley Temple, saying she has a presence and intellect that goes way beyond her years.
Nope.
Oh, shut up.
No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
She's going to be on the pole before she's 10.
She's an obese little redneck. That's all she's got. Don't start a riot.
Come on now.
That's just...
Coming from Rosie, though.
Yeah, they are a step up from Rosie O'Donnell, actually. So I just thought that was humorous, that she thinks she has a presence and intellect far beyond her years.
That is funny.
Yeah, she's a prodigy. She's a regular little Stephen Hawking.
Please
She's about as mobile as Stephen Hawking. That's about it.
Don't let this family move to L.A. and be a Beverly Hillbillies type deal.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Please don't let that happen.
Looks like we've got another celebrity boxing match in the offing.
All right.
In this corner, Tanning Mom. Yes, Tanning Mom, Patricia Krenzel, thinks she would like to take on, in this corner, Octomom, Nadia Sulman. Tanning
That's so
Mom
hot.
Versus Octomom.
That doesn't make any sense.
I could beat her, says Patricia Krenzel.
Why would she even consider that question? Did somebody ask her, could you beat her in a boxing
match?
These
celebrity boxing promoters are offering a major payday if she will box Octomom.
Jim Lampley could call it.
Bang, 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 bang.
No word yet on whether Octomom will accept her.
Octomom will accept, first of all, because she'll do anything for money at this point. But second of all, she would win, too. Octomom is like 30 years younger than Tanning Mom, isn't she?
No.
Tanning Mom looks terrible then.
She's like 40.
She
looks like 65.
No,
wow.
She's like 40.
She looks terrible.
Yeah, she looks horrible.
Wow. That's not possible.
Tanning Mom versus Octomom. Didn't Michael Vick get in trouble for these kind of fights? Didn't
he? Serve prison time for it.
Yeah. This Facebook story fascinates me. Massachusetts Institute of Technology says that people are addicted to Facebook now.
Yeah.
Like some people are addicted to alcohol or sex. Can't not go on Facebook. Can't not check in. Can't not post. Can't not engage. Have to.
I've never really understood that level of commitment to Facebook and or Twitter and or anything.
They're crazy.
Yeah.
Kevin won't even check his work email. You think he understands being addicted to Facebook?
That's true. One of the strongest temptations we now face, according to the University of Chicago Booth School of Business, also is social networking. I guess they lump Facebook and Twitter into the same category right there. Right up there with sex and cigarettes, they say, the addiction factor. Hmm. Can't resist checking with their social media constantly throughout the day, many of these people in the study. And in a related story, they have developed something for Facebook called the Like-A-Hug Vest.
Like-A-Hug Vest.
Yes. It's a vest that you put on and then plug into your computer, and it inflates every time you get a like on Facebook. Inventors say it's like getting a virtual hug. The vest inflates and makes you feel like you're being hugged. When someone likes you on Facebook, they give you a hug via the electronic vest.
I wonder if I could use that anywhere else.
How dare you, sir? You're polluting the Like-A-Hug Vest.
Not yet.
Melissa Chow, who invented it, said she's attempting to solve the problem of long-distance relationships and the limitations of video chat interfaces like Skype. This way, if you're talking to someone on the internet and they say, oh, I'm going to give you a big hug, they just inflate your vest and it's like getting a hug. Come on. From thousands of miles away.
Might I be the first one to suggest it's not like you're getting a hug?
Really? You don't think a blood pressure cuff wrapped around your chest?
That's a terrible idea.
It blows up is exactly the same thing as getting a hug from your mom in Arizona, Kevin. You don't think it's the same thing?
I'm guessing no.
You are a heartless bastard. What's the world coming to? We've got inflatable vests connected to our computers so we can pretend we're getting hugs from people. We're becoming just these isolated organisms and petri dishes.
Bean. Is there such a thing as...
How's Taco Bell going to make money off of that?
Patient number one.
Is there such a thing as Facebook rehab?
Does not
because there will be soon.
There will have to be. Maybe we should get on the ground floor, get ourselves some property, and open that sucker up because there's money to be made.
I do wonder, and I'm sure you guys have seen this too, when you look around a restaurant and four people will be at a table and all four of them are on their phones at the same time.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. I do wonder if that's part of, oh my God, I can't miss 1 minute of what's going on my Twitter feed or on Facebook.
I believe it is, sir.
Show of hands, who has felt like they needed to pull out their phone at a restaurant just because everybody else was on it? And just fake it. You did, Lisa?
I've done it.
All right.
I've
never
like
been at a table where people do that.
Well,
not at
three table. People are on their damn phone, and I'm just sitting there.
You've
like,
been at a table
well,
with three of your friends who pulled out their phones?
Yep.
That's no.
I would stand up and walk away from
that
table.
Yes, you have to lay it down.
I've been at a dinner party. Oh, it's work, right?
You have to lay down the law, Lisa. You are too nice. You cannot allow that behavior to exist.
It's unbelievable. But you know what? It's an age thing. If you go to people who are 20, nobody thinks there's anything wrong with it. So this
well, you
is
have to explain
to be...
things to them. Right?
With your fist?
I pick up a steak knife and I start explaining things to people at the table pretty quickly. When I drill a steak knife through the palm of their hand and then their hand is pinned to the table, they don't use that hand to tweet any longer. It's madness.
It is.
Stop for an hour. Have a conversation with somebody. Then go back to your life and, you know what? Text while you're driving. That's what you should do, people. That's what I like those people to do. Pull out your phones and just hit the accelerator and start tweeting. Point yourself towards the nearest embankment.
In the herd?
Man. And Kate Upton has announced that she would like to be the next Bond girl. She would like to be in the next James Bond
Done.
Movie.
Hired.
Done. Done. Hired. I agree.
It is one of her dreams to be a Bond girl. She said if she ever joined 007 on the big screen, she would need to go through some intense training to learn all the Bond girl moves. I've seen you dance, Kate. You've got all the Bond girl
She's
moves.
Got
you
some
need
right there.
Talking about.
She's
got double O's. Very prestigious title, she says. It would be a very cool role, and it's something she dreams of. So we have to make that happen.
Let's let her have whatever
Let's
she
put
wants.
Her in the one that's coming out next month, actually. Can we go back and reshoot? Can we just, whatever we need to do, let's
reshoot all of the scenes?
Digitally and put her in. We can make this happen. Sure. Call Heineken. We need some more money. James will drink some more beers. Just give us a couple hundred mil. We need to put her in. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Zachary Ty Bryan from Home Improvement. He was one of the kids on that show. He's 31 years old today. Brandon Ralph was Superman at one time. Now he's on a sitcom called Partners. He's 33 years old. Chris O'Dowd from Bridesmaid, also 33. Nick Swardson, 30 minutes or less. Just go with it. 36 years old. PJ Harvey is 43. Guillermo del Toro, 48 years old today. Kevin and I saw him in Comic-Con. We sat next to him at dinner. We didn't sit next to him, but he was at the next table.
We sat next.
He was at the next table.
Right, but
and one of the people, one of our friends we were with, was obsessed
Freaking out.
Lost her mind. So Kevin had to literally take her by the hand and take her over
really?
So she could meet Guillermo del Toro so she would stop having a coronary.
Wow. I just physically reach up, tap him on the shoulder. He was great.
He was very sweet.
Fantastic. No problem. Yeah, I'd love to take a
very
picture.
Warm-hearted guy.
Yeah. Didn't she, I'm worried about.
Didn't he think you guys were married?
I told her that it was my wife.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Just figured it would work better.
Tony Shalhoub is 59 years old. Sharon Osbourne is 60 years old. And Robert Wool from Bull Durham and Batman, the Tim Burton version. He is 61 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
More Muse tickets this hour for you every morning this week in the 7 o'clock hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're giving you tickets to go see Muse at Staples Center January 23rd. They go on sale Friday morning at 10. And you get to tour SpaceX with the band. So your chance to win is coming up in just a few minutes. Nat Geo Wild is the channel. Tuesday nights at 9. It's a new show. It's called Animal Interventions. Allison East with Donald Schultz. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, guys. How are you?
Welcome.
Hi. How come I'm the only one clapping? Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should always clap for myself.
This show, you guys, there's nothing that's ever been on television like this show before. My God. Tell folks what Animal Interventions is.
It's pretty unique. Yeah, for sure. Donald, you take it away.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting because we essentially traveled around the United States looking at people that have exotic animals and then trying to help them and the animals.
Now, what do you mean by exotic animals?
Lions, tigers, and bears.
Lions, tigers, and bears. Those are not illegal?
Throw some monkeys in there,
yeah,
too.
Some monkeys and some snakes and all sorts of things, but mainly big animals. Because, you know, if you keep a snake in a little box, it's not a big deal. Keep a tiger in a little cage and you run into problems.
Then you have a big problem.
It's a state-to-state thing, right?
States and state, federal and county. So there's lots of laws that people don't understand, especially the owners. And that's something we found out. We go and people are like, we don't know who to answer to. Three different people are giving us three different inputs, and we have to listen to all of them. And often that puts them on the wrong side
of
the law.
Where do people get a bear or a tiger?
Oh,
yeah, great question.
You can go online and buy a tiger cub.
On Amazon?
Not necessarily Amazon.
Can I have it delivered in 2 days if I'm a Prime member?
Overnight, you can have snakes delivered anywhere in the U.S. You can actually buy them by mail. And there are certain laws in that, but with bigger predators and that, you go to auctions and you can go buy a baby tiger for $600 or so.
What?
Keep it for the first 6 months while it's cute and cuddly, and once it gets to the stage where it's trying to rip your face off, that's when people get rid of them, and that's where we find these rescues, quote unquote.
Wow.
They're often taking care of these animals, and they keep them and they have good intentions, but then after a while they get overwhelmed and they get
undersupplied,
like finance, and eventually they have situations like we found lady with 70 lions and tigers, no money, no income.
Wait,
70.
70?
Yes.
What?
And she had no...
I think when we were there, she had a little less, but she had originally at one point had 70.
Any days. Over three yeah. is a lot.
Any more than that's the thing. They can't. The husband goes out, picks up roadkill deer to feed them, and then buys horses that have broken legs, kills them, and feeds them to the tigers.
Oh, my God. And what a downer.
I mean, bear in mind, that's what tigers and lions eat normally.
Right.
But the way that they were running this facility, they were on like a week. If they had no money or food coming in a week, they were going to go hungry along with the animal.
All right, let me clarify. The people that you're helping, and especially this particular case you're talking about, is not the owners that originally bought them. It's the owners that got rid of them, and then this is a place that's trying to do the right thing and care for them.
It depends. I mean, sometimes these rescues are rescuing, like you're talking about, and then other times it's people who are just private owners who have bought them. And
there's collectors.
Yeah.
Wow, that's terrible.
Now, Kevin said help.
Definitely a little hoarding going on.
Kevin said help, but you guys are going in there with no authority whatsoever. You're going in there, and they agree to be filmed and photographed for your show, but you can't take the animals away, right? All you can do is advise, right?
No, Donald does carry a little badge around. That's very cute.
You have a fake badge?
No fake badge. Plastic one.
Do you find that there are people in certain states where they really aren't allowed to have those animals and then you can do something, or where you go, they're allowed? You're just trying to...
I think
make
in New York,
make the right decision.
Some of, you know, in Ohio after the Zanesville thing, where a lot of those animals got out, they're
right.
starting to change the laws. There's legislation being passed, but you know, I think in New York, I think that was one place where they had changed the laws, and then this guy had to get rid of his animals.
Yeah, I think that episode's actually on tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, that is.
Yeah.
Okay. So you could go to that guy and say the law's been changed.
Well, yes.
You don't have any choice.
And he had letters from the local law enforcement saying you have to get rid of the animals.
Ah.
But to get rid of the monkeys he had, that's crossing state lines. And that's further illegal. So it was illegal to keep them and then illegal to get rid of them. And he's like, okay, what do I do? So yeah. That's where we went. And
so
like,
you just go open the door and let them run?
Yeah, not quite.
would be a shorter, more interesting show.
Yeah, my very short.
Get out, let's go.
You definitely that would get the authority in there.
Go.
That would be an awesome show if you just chloroform the owners and then open all the cages. Tell me about, and this is the voices of Allison Eastwood and Donald Schultz here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about animal interventions Tuesday nights at 9 on Nat Geo Wild. Tell me about the guy down in Florida that you visited who runs, or maybe, excuse me, he was in Branson, and he runs a magic show that he incorporates a bunch of cats in. Tell me about that guy.
Well, I mean, if you saw the episode, he's kind of a very unique character. He's kind of like the Siegfried and Roy of Branson.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of scary in itself.
That's really down there.
Yeah, it was him and who's the other? Yakov Smirnoff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, Branson is the place where everyone kind of goes to wither away.
That's where entertainers go to die.
Yes,
let
they
alone
go.
Their audiences.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
All right.
So, you know, he uses cats in his show, and they're kept in his theater in very unnatural environments. Oh. They've never been outside. They've never, you know, seen the light of day. And it's
aren't
just
there any laws about that, about treating animals humanely?
Well, I mean, again, Missouri is a kind of a lax state. You know,
they have a lot of puppy mills in Missouri.
And, yeah, they treat
it's
animals
also a big meth capital.
Yeah, yeah, you know, they treat animals very utilitarian. So it's like agricultural stuff. So they look at animals more like cows and sheep than dogs and cats. So the USDA has a specific size for the cages, which this guy was actually over, so it was bigger, but it was still very, you know, very basic. And
it was still the size of your living room, though. I mean, it was not enough room for a tiger.
And yeah. He thinks they're fine.
And the thing is, he not only does he think that, he tried to convince us how smaller cages are better. And one of the things people are saying is like, why didn't you call him out right there and then? It's like, well, we are guests of these people for 3 days. Right. We go in, we mirror them, we shadow what they're doing, seeing what's happening. And then we speak to them at the end of it. Oftentimes we see things that are just absolutely terrible, but we can't say anything at the time, or else that would be the end of it.
Yeah.
So that's what we did in Branson. We actually went back 3 times to see exactly what was happening, how it was developing, and what we could do.
Were you
help.
Able to make any headway with that guy?
Yes.
No.
Well, this is his livelihood,
like, no.
too.
This is not, yes, she says no.
We spoke to him and we said, hey, you need to get rid of animals or you need to get bigger cages. And he swore up and down. He had construction coming in the next 3 months to go and build those cages out so it would have outside
facilities.
Yeah,
we wanted outside. I mean, that was the whole thing, too, is why don't you have all this space behind the theater.
Oh,
why
he
don't
had
you,
extra space, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was no reason why he couldn't build something. And he definitely had a couple of cats, one in particular, Cross-Eyed Mary, as they called her. She was cross-eyed, poor thing. And she seemed really just, I mean, completely agitated and stressed out. And we were hoping that maybe he would relinquish her.
Let me ask you guys this. What about, living conditions aside, what about their lives being 400 performances a year on a stage in a theater? What about that? That can't be any fun for a cat,
no,
right?
And they don't look like, I mean, I watched the show, and I'm not a magic fan. But I watched the show, and it was kind of fun. I actually got to see how they do a lot of tricks. But, you know, I looked at these cats. I studied them backstage, and they do not look like they're having fun at all. I mean, they look stressed out. You know, it's, I mean, you know, you got people screaming and clapping and kids coming up. I mean, it can't be fun. It didn't look that fun being a human, let alone a cat.
And the one lion that they had, Merlin, they relinquished about a year ago. Mm-hmm. And we went to visit him at his new home. And the first thing that he did was touch real grass, and that freaked him out. He saw sunshine, which was kind of weird. And then a butterfly flew past him, and he was scared of the butterfly. And
a lion?
Yeah, a huge
big,
male lion, like
lion.
A full-on African
was
lion.
Was scared of a butterfly.
And he was petrified.
Birds,
and after the first 6 months or so, he became normal again. When we went and saw him, he looked like the happiest lion in the world. And he had come from this, you know, dark background. So that's why we were hoping we could get another animal out. But unfortunately,
wow.
Well, I hope this show shines a light on what's going on with these wild animals. I think, like I said when I brought you on, there's nothing like this on television before. I think people are going to be astonished at the numbers. How many people are keeping some of these pets, too, across the country? Countries, thousands of them.
Yeah, well, I think there's over 100,000, I think. So, and then those are only the ones that we know of. Yeah.
You're talking about the big cats.
Yeah, and there's more tigers in captivity in Texas than in the whole range in the wild. So we met a guy that's got 1,000. So he's got a third of the wild population.
He has 1,000 tigers?
And lions, yeah.
How does he feed them?
Good question.
All right, let's take a break.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, we have many more questions for you. Allison Eastwood is here. Donald Schultz, too. Again, the program is called Animal Interventions. I could have said that better. Tuesday nights at 9 on Nat Geo Wild. We'll be right back on the Kevin and Bean Show. If you're just joining us, Allison Eastwood in studio, Donald Schultz there from Animal Interventions, Nat Geo Wild, Tuesday nights at 9. When we had to take a break, Donald, you were starting to tell us about this place that you visited, I think, in Texas, where the guy has over 1,000 tigers. Lisa was asking, how do you even feed that many?
It's actually 1,400 animals on his website and says over 1,000 big cats. That's lions,
and
tigers.
And he's in Oklahoma.
And he's in Oklahoma, yeah.
Oh, Oklahoma.
Yeah, and it's astounding the amount of work that goes into that, and that's like one of the things we were hoping to show is that even though tigers are cool and we see them in like The Hangover and things like that, the realistic effort that takes to maintain just one of them is not worth what you get out of it. And we, you know,
so how does a guy do with 1,000?
He has a full-time staff. He lives on the premises. He actually raises animals to raise money and then just, you know, essentially pours everything back into the facility.
But, I mean, do people come and visit? Is it like a zoo?
Yeah, he has
is that
a zoo,
how he makes
like
money?
A small exactly. kind of roadside zoo. And he also makes money. And the reason we were there was because he takes tiger cubs away from their mother, like, after just a few days.
Oh,
and then he goes and displays them at malls and charges people like $10 to take a picture with a cute, cuddly little tiger cub, which, you know, of course, you know, on top of it, you've got multiple people handling these cubs, and I guess he did have some of them that had died.
Yeah, and there's a loophole in the law. Between 8 and 12 weeks old, the public can touch these big cats, whereas everywhere else in their life, they're not allowed to come into contact. So during those 4 weeks, essentially, they make hay while the sun shines. The baby tigers go everywhere so they can try and generate income so they can fund the adult tigers.
A mall tour.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that occurs to me is... Even if this guy were violating a ton of laws, there aren't enough good sanctuaries where these animals could even go.
No, and unfortunately, there's a ton of bad sanctuaries. I mean, you know, it's just like anything in life. You've got, you know, there's like con people, the con men of the world use this nonprofit sanctuary thing as kind of an umbrella to you know,
raise money.
Yeah,
that
raise
they don't
money
spend on the animals.
Yeah. Right.
And the thing is, what we were saying on the break is there are good people out there. There are people who have amazing collections. It would make no sense for us to go there and knock on their door because the animals are in good shape. But we don't want to glorify the exotic animal world. Like, it really isn't. If you want a small animal that kills things and is cuddly and friend, get a house cat. They're 10 pounds. You can keep them. You can keep them indoors. And
house cats are assholes.
So are tigers.
If that's what you're going for.
Some people in this room have an anti-cat.
No, but I'm saying if that's what you want,
yeah, go for it. And
get a cat.
Tigers are giant assholes.
Right.
They're actually 600 pounds of asshole. So if you imagine a house cat on a bad day, that's a tiger every single day.
And
so
he can
so
take
what's
you
the
down.
Point?
I didn't know you could
yeah.
say that on.
Well,
yeah, you can say that.
It fits. We're not describing.
It turns out that 600 pounds of asshole is playing the Roxy tonight, too. Tell me about in our remaining moments here, because for many years, I tried to talk Kevin into getting a monkey, because Kevin, like most red-blooded Americans, loves monkeys.
I want
he doesn't.
Monkey so bad.
What kind of monkey? Like a spider monkey?
Yeah.
Black Widow
you guys
spider
went
monkey.
To a place in Louisiana where there were four monkeys living in an RV with a couple. Tell me about them.
God.
I did a little research and found out they're really hard to take care of.
Yeah, they're very hard
so
to take care
of. So how does somebody put four in an RV?
The highlight of a monkey's life is throwing poo at you. So if you okay with that.
We didn't get
I
poo
strangely
from
am
yeah.
okay with that.
But they did throw stuff at
tons of stuff. Like, because they can't see out of their cages, so they'll pick up toys and they hit one of the producers in the face, which I thought was hilarious.
They can't see out of the cages.
Well, they can see straight in front of them, but where you walk into the RVs to the right,
oh,
so they
I
just
see.
Pick up toys and throw it in that general direction.
Oh,
they're
that's
pretty
funny
accurate.
If they hear
yeah.
something.
Yeah, yeah.
And they love to rip hair out too, because the lady who owned these monkeys was almost bald, I swear to God.
Oh,
and on camera it rips just this huge clump of hair out of her head.
Oh,
were you
geez.
Able to talk them into giving up their monkeys and
no,
make them realize
no.
they were making
that,
bad choices?
That
now
my animal's ripping out my hair is a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Right? Don't you go, I don't like
yeah,
that animal.
Especially as a man, you know, men like to keep their hair.
Well, of
yeah.
course. Well, I would think you would too.
Well, I would, I do. I have a lot of hair, but I definitely wouldn't want it ripped out
right.
by a monkey.
So guys, with the shows that you've shot so far, so you've visited at least 12 situations, right, for six shows
yes.
that have been shot for Nat Geo Wild. Do you feel optimistic about what it is you're doing, or is it? Would you say it has not been successful so far to accomplish what you hoped?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of go back and forth. I feel like we were somewhat successful, but then I, you know, I
and you
mean,
think about the ones that you weren't successful.
Yeah, that
with.
I had to, that we had to leave behind, and you know, I mean, I'm still haunted by them a lot.
You
I
need
mean,
to be able to call in SEAL Team 6 and just have them go in the middle
yes,
of the night.
Exactly. Well,
take out 1,000 tigers.
Yeah, the thing is, like, it's like working in a humane society or shelter. That just because you don't know it's there doesn't mean it's not happening. And
right.
like going and seeing it is very depressing. And we got like really sad on the
I'll
road.
Bet.
But sometimes we'd speak to people. people, and then 2 or 3 weeks later, a light would switch on. They'd be like, "Okay, cool, I'm getting rid of my animals."
And they would call you back.
Exactly. Oh, and there's a couple cases where, you know, on the ground they said flat out no, and then weeks to months later they're like, "Okay, we understand where you're coming from." So that's very encouraging, but it still is a sad situation. But not seeing it doesn't make it go away.
How many lions, tigers, and monkeys do you have?
Me, zero.
All right.
I have a wiener dog.
I have a house cat, though.
You have a house cat?
Is he an asshole?
It is. All cats are.
It's not. Oh. He's such a baby.
He's hiding
so
it from
cute.
You.
All right.
Well, we unfortunately are out of time, but you ought to check out this show if you love animals the way that we all do. It's on Nat Geo Wild, and it airs Tuesday nights at 9. Allison Eastwood, I guess we'll see you again in about 10 years, if our history is any indication. Not every 10 years you come by and visit us. And Donald Schultz, great to meet you. Let's have you back on some time and talk about snakes, because I know you're one of the world's foremost authorities on snakes.
Great.
So
let's do that some
other time.
Snake
so
man.
Thanks so much, you guys, for coming in. Right now, though, we got to open up the phone lines. Allison, run in the other room and call, because I know you're dying to go to this Muse show.
Yes.
1-800-520-1067. We have a game that you're going to play. If you're a Muse fan, call us right now. We'll give you a chance to win those tickets before they go on sale Friday morning at 10, and that's coming up next right here on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock. It's my favorite part. Yep. 106.7 K-Rock is K-Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:41. Ralph has the Showbiz Beat coming up in minutes. Then just after the top of the hour, we'll talk about dumpster diving. I hope one day that Beer Mug is living as a dumpster diver.
How dare
he? He may be. That. He comes in at 5:30 and asks for breakfast. I don't think he's eaten. We'll discuss that all coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, who wants to go see Muse January 23rd at Staples Center? Tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10. And who additionally wants to tour SpaceX with the band? It's time to play the hardest game in the world.
Presenting the hardest game in the world.
Morning, Mr. Announcer Man.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
So maybe you could explain to our listeners and Muse fans that are on hold right now, what's this SpaceX all about?
SpaceX is the sequel to Space Nine.
I don't believe that's true.
I love the first 9 space movies, and this one promises to be even more exciting IMAX and 3D. Coming to a theater near you, it's SpaceX.
Mr. Announcerman, I think actually this is private investors who are getting into the space business. Now that NASA doesn't make shuttles and send people up anymore, the private enterprise is going to take it up, and you get a chance to tour some of their crafts and meet with their people, and the band Muse is going to show you around. That's the prize for playing the game. Explain what we're doing here.
That's dumb.
Matt's really into it. He said, I want to take listeners with me to see SpaceX. All right.
Coming to a theater near you.
It's not a movie. Oh. All right. Tell people how we're playing the game.
It's very simple. We will play for you the title of a Muse song. All you need to do is identify that title. Oh, wait. I almost forgot. It'll be backwards. Yeah!
All right. Sounds a lot easier than it is. Kevin, who's our first contestant? Or excuse me, Mr. Announcer Man, who's our first contestant?
First up is Dennis. He's a firefighter. They've got big hoses.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Dennis.
How are you?
All right, you ready? We're going to play. We're going to give everybody 2 shots at it, so you'll hear it twice. This is a Muse song backwards. Just tell us what it is. Here you go.
Send them.
One more time.
Send them.
Madness.
Madness.
Oh, there it is.
How about a bell for right and a buzzer for wrong?
It was correct. It was absolutely right.
That's right.
Okay, hold on, Dennis.
You're
I had my
beam.
Cursor had my cursor right between the two, so I could
go
either way.
I got your cursor right here.
And I went the wrong way. My apologies. Yes, he is in the drawing to win the tickets.
Next up is John. He's a project specialist. He should fit right at home at SpaceX.
John, hi.
Hey, how are you guys?
We are good. Here's the Muse song. Tell us what it is. You get to hear it twice. Here it is.
Einordesvastian.
One more time.
Einordesvastian.
Knights of Sidonia?
Knights of Sidonia.
Yeah!
Well done. Nicely done. This game's not so hard after all, Mr. Announcer Man.
Shut up! Next up is Kyle. He's a paralegal. Oh, I'm so sorry. Is that wheelchair uncomfortable?
Nope, that's a different thing. He's in the legal... Kyle.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for your song?
I am.
Nobody's missed yet. No no pressure. Here you go.
Hello, Calvis Amherbus.
One more time.
Hello, Calvis Amherbus.
Black hole. Oh, no. Black holes and revelations?
Mm. Oh.
What was it?
Super massive black hole.
Yeah.
Put him in.
Really? No.
Put him in.
I'm sorry.
Not put half of super him in. Massive. I'm
we
sorry.
Could put half of him in.
Next up is Erica. She works for the state of California.
Hey, Erica.
Not for long.
Hello.
What do you do for the state of California, by the way, Erica?
No more money.
I'm an auditor.
An auditor. Oh, good job.
We're out of money. People who work for the state.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Announcer. Let's hear the song here.
Erica, here you go. One more time. What is
oh
the,
my God.
What is the name of that Muse song?
If you don't know, take a guess on any Muse song you can think of that we haven't already said.
Oh my gosh. Starlight.
Uprising.
Oh,
sorry.
I like
thanks for playing.
Erica.
I did too, but this game's hard.
It's the hardest game in the world. Nicole's an art student.
Hey, Nicole.
She's also a dumpster diver.
Is that right?
I am, actually.
Of course you are, if you're an art
she's
student.
She's starving.
All right, you ready for your song?
I am so ready.
Good luck. Here it is.
Splatting in a rosy in my ass.
One more time.
Splatting in a rosy in my ass.
Is it I Belong to You?
Hey. Time is running out.
Oh. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. In fact, we only have time for one more contestant, Mr. Announcement. Who's that going to be?
Next up is Monica. She works for a consulting firm.
Hey, Monica.
Hi.
Are you ready for your Muse song backwards?
Yep, go for it.
All right, here you go. Good luck.
Spialerots.
One more time.
Spialerots.
Starlight?
Yes!
Ring the bell! God damn it!
What is happening?
Starlight.
Didn't think there was any chance she was going to come up with that after all the ums and the ahs, but she did. Well done.
Wow.
All right, so we got three contestants in the running to tour SpaceX with the band and win tickets to go see Muse. Who is our winner?
John is the winner.
All right, congratulations, John. You're our winner.
SpaceX!
Muse!
Coming to a theater near you in 3D and IMAX.
Thank you for playing, and thank you, Mr.
Thank
you, Mr.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Coming to a theater near you in 3D and IMAX.
Thank you for playing, and thank you, Mr.
Thank
you, Mr.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. The lab's cranking them out quick now. It's awesome. Can't
it's
get
like
Muggs instant-
to do it for anybody else, but
did
if it's
you just
me.
Did your mic turned down?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I couldn't even. I didn't even get to hear the moment with. I bet it was good, though. It's like instant replay on the NFL games now. Omar is so fast that he can get them almost instantly back
great.
In the air.
After reviewing the tape, the moment with Kevin on the field stands. Thank you for Stefan.
7:55, it's Tuesday. That means Ralph Garman joins us in studio for another look at the show this beat. What's going on?
Sure, I'm in studio now. But what happens on Thursday, October the 11th?
We lock the doors and don't let you in?
I am out of the studio because I'll be at Kevin and Bean's Drain-A-Vein Blood Drive. You're going to drain the main vein, man.
This has become somewhat of an annual tradition, you overseeing a blood drive for Halloween.
Yeah, we're putting it together with the folks at Hellbreak LA, one of the scariest haunted houses in all of Los Angeles. We will bring you into a haunted house and take your blood. What more could you need? For the Halloween season.
Are people going to jump out and try and scare them while they're giving blood?
Yes.
Sneak up behind you.
The blood really starts to pump out. We get people quicker that way. You got to get through more turnover.
Let me add, Ralph, if you don't have this in your paperwork, that starts at 6 o'clock in the morning, goes till 3 p.m., so even after the Kevin and Bean Show, people can come to that location and give blood. Some of the prizes that K-Rock is going to have for blood donors include Smashing Pumpkins tickets at the Gibson, Mumford & Sons tickets at the Bowl, Deftones, Social D, Taking Back Sunday, Tiger Army, all sorts of great tickets and other prizes just for donating blood, which is a good thing to do anyway.
It's at the old historic Sears building in Hollywood on Santa Monica. That's where we're setting up Hellbreak LA this year, and that's where we'll be doing the donations. So what's that address again, Bean? You have it there.
Yes, 5601 Santa Monica Boulevard, and we do have that at krock.com.
Yeah, so Drain-A-Vein Blood Drive this Thursday starting at 6 a.m. I will be down there. I'll be taking pictures with the kids. I've got free balloons and hot dogs, and the TV's Batmobile will also be there.
Is that right?
So, no, I don't think any of that's true.
You could make balloon animals, too, as well.
I will be the hungover, cranky, tired guy there at 6 a.m. So come on down and leave me the F alone.
Just give blood.
That's right. Just give some blood. All right, let's talk about showbiz news. It is Tuesday. New CDs, new DVDs, new TV shows on DVD. Here's what you have to look forward to if you want to pick something up. Halcyon by Ellie Goulding. Hearing a lot of talk about this Ellie Goulding. She's good.
People like her.
A lot of hype around her. I was reading Entertainment Weekly magazine on the airplane. They had a big story about Ellie Goulding and made me very interested to hear her music.
Very good.
So maybe I'll pick up Halcyon today. Kiss has a new CD.
All right!
Really? There it is.
Finally!
There it is.
Kiss.
Is it new music?
It's new music for the first time in, I don't know, 12 years or something. Brand new CD by Kiss called Monster is out today. You want the best? You got the best. Just not on this CD. Says it right there. On the... Yo, Gabba Gabba. Music is awesome. Woo! Volume number 4. These are all the various artists who have appeared on Yo Gabba Gabba over the seasons and their music.
Which is a pretty nice list.
Kevin, listening and dancing to music is awesome! That's what DJ Lance Rock always says.
All right.
After it's a super music friend show.
Someone has a 2-year-old.
Yep.
Yeah. I love me some Gabba Gabba. I gotta tell you, of all the crap my daughter watches, I pay attention when Yo Gabba Gabba comes on. It's awesome. Glad All Over by the Wallflowers, new CD by them. On movies you may have missed in theaters, Prometheus, available on Blu-ray and DVD today. E, Mother Effin' T, the extraterrestrial anniversary Blu-ray edition with Henry Thomas and Dee Wallace and little Drew Barrymore, of course. Steven Spielberg classic. A lot of bonuses and extras on this Blu-ray.
So I got to get that on Blu-ray. That sounds
awesome.
May want
to pick this up. They've re-edited it.
So what's
here's the thing?
Difference?
When they did the re-release in theaters,
does ET say no?
That's right. Then he throws Elliot over the side of a building. No, when they re-released it in theaters, Spielberg said, "You know what? This movie's for kids. It was too scary. There's a bunch of people carrying guns and stuff at the end when they're hunting for ET.
Yeah.
So I'm going to digitally remove all the guns from their hands and put flashlights and walkie-talkies in their hands." And purists were like, "That is some BS, Steven Spielberg." So now they've gone back and they've re-edited it to be the original version.
To put the guns back?
Which is troops with guns back in their hands and stuff.
What decision did they make on this version of E.T. with little cute 6-year-old Drew Barrymore saying the words penis breath? Is that still in the movie?
That is still in the movie, yes. That is still in the movie, so that's good stuff. Rock of Ages with Tom Cruise and Malin Ackerman is also available on DVD. Raven, starring John Cusack, he plays Edgar Allan Poe in this film. And then my best friend in the world wrote that movie.
That's weird.
Yeah, my buddy Ben Livingston wrote Raven, so buy it. He's got a kid, too. He needs a couple bucks.
Money.
Shut Up and Play the Hits, starring James Murphy and the LCD Sound System. This is their farewell concert DVD, so you can check that out. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia Season 7, and The League Season 3 is available today as well. Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman splitting up after 30 years of marriage. They lived together for a decade before marrying, so it's 41 years total they've been together. Danny is 67, Rhea is 64. Really? What are you in such a hurry to go do that you can't do married at 67?
I don't know. I get that.
Do
I
don't.
I totally
think I do.
There are a bunch of reports.
At 67?
Just want to live your own life, not deal with the other person's
crap.
What
are you doing at 67? That's
Ralph,
so exciting. You got to run off and do it. You can't be with your wife or husband anymore.
There are a bunch of reports that he was allegedly womanizing like crazy.
No.
Yes, there are. Radar Online has that.
Vince! How many blind chicks can he know?
I don't get that either, but that's what they're saying. And it's been ugly for 10 years, they say. I mean, it's a whole...
Oh, Vince, what are you doing to us?
How is Danny DeVito a womanizer?
Well,
in what world?
He's famous.
Yes. Apparently it really is sunny in Philadelphia.
That's alleged.
And he's right. Is it the right height?
That's
just saying.
I was having a conversation with poor Mrs. Baxter last night about this Danny DeVito breakup. And she said, just inertia alone ought to keep you together after 41 years, right?
It's a lot of work to get divorced.
It's a lot of work.
I'd be like, oh, look, I'll be dead soon. I'm just going to ride this out.
I'm just going to ride it out, exactly.
I'm going to take this wave right into shore.
I'll bet because he's in showbiz, though, they spend a lot of time apart, I imagine. So what's the rush to... not that bad. They're living apart anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They got kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Just enjoy your life.
It is. Look, if you were sitting down and making a list of Hollywood marriages you expected to last, this would have been on it, though, right, at this point?
Of course. Yeah. Anybody that makes it 30 years, yeah.
They seemed very happy together. I guess you never know, people, what goes on behind closed doors. No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Zachary Ty Bryant of Home Improvement is 31. Brandon Ralph from Superman Begins, he is 33 years old. Chris O'Dowd, very funny in Bridesmaids, 33 years old. Nick Swartzen, 30 Minutes or Less, other feature films, 36 years old. PJ Harvey's 43. Guillermo del Toro turns 48 years old today. Tony Shalhoub of Monk fame is 59. Sharon Osbourne celebrates her 60th birthday, and her son, Jack, just got married this past weekend. And Robert Wool from Bull Durham and Batman and Arliss, 61 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
All right. I know you think we lie, but we're being serious this time. A lot of people complained when we talked to Justin Bieber last week. Remember we had Justin Bieber on? We were talking about the story of the tour opener in Arizona where he vomited. Remember when we did that?
He vomited on stage. We thought that was really funny.
Yeah.
So we talked to Justin Bieber. Oh, what's it all about? Well, what's all the questions, bro? We did that, and then he just started vomiting. People were like, guys, listen, I'm trying to enjoy the Kevin and Bean show, but I'm eating, and it's mornings.
It was gross.
Breakfast.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
We may have overdone it a little bit with the sound effects, okay? There may have been too much vomiting. So I don't want people to be scared off. I don't want people to be nervous because we're going to talk about another story that does involve someone throwing up, but we're going to keep it clean, okay? We don't want anybody to be grossed out this time. So Lady Gaga is on stage, and she's in Spain. And just like Justin Bieber, she also throws up during the course of giving a concert.
What the hell's going on?
You know what's funny is it's just a recent thing that they can't get away with anything like that. It used to be they were the only ones videotaping.
Right.
And so if they didn't want it out, they could just not put it out. Now people got their phones out and they're videotaping and somebody uploads it immediately after they throw up on stage.
Yeah. But I am assured, before we go to Miss Gaga on the phone now, I am assured that she is healthy and well and feeling great. And we're not going to have any kind of an ugly revisiting of what happened last time with Justin Bieber. Hi, Lady Gaga. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, come on.
Why would you do
that? Hello, my little monster.
Come on. Oh. What's happening?
Oh. Oh.
No, this is the opposite of what we wanted to do.
Oh, come on. Bean just promised. Lady, can we call you Lady? Oh,
please stop.
You can call me Lady.
Okay. Oh. We were told you were better.
Oh. We were guaranteed that you felt fine. There was no danger.
Oh, God in heaven.
Why would you do this to us?
What
you're making
about?
Us look like dicks now, Lady Gaga. Oh.
Guys.
Come on. Please stop.
What is it?
Can we at least ask you some questions first?
Go ahead. What would you like to know?
Who's hungry?
What would you like to know?
Well, nothing now.
Lesson learned.
All right.
Understood.
Okay, bye. All right.
Okay.
God. You all right?
I feel so much better.
Okay.
You really can't please all the people all the time. After our conversation that I thought was very intelligent and mature, by the way, with Lady Gaga a few minutes ago, Miss I writes in, Dear Kevin and Bean, you just lost another listener with your idiotic kindergarten humor. I thought you were better than that. Guess not.
Haters.
Time to grow up, gentlemen.
Haters.
And by the way, why is it time to grow up if you're not listening anymore? Why should we bother growing up? Christian writes in.
Isn't it time for her to grow down?
Christian writes in, Dear Kevin and Bean, I'm laughing so hard I'm crying at the vomiting. So there you go. So apparently we're one in one on the Gaga bit. You really can't please all the people all the time. After our conversation that I thought was very intelligent and mature, by the way, with Lady Gaga a few minutes ago, Miss I writes in, Dear Kevin and Bean, you just lost another listener with your idiotic kindergarten humor. I thought you were better than that. Guess not.
Haters.
Time to grow up, gentlemen.
Haters.
And by the way, why is it time to grow up if you're not listening anymore? Why should we bother growing up? Christian writes in.
Isn't it time for her to grow down?
Christian writes in, Dear Kevin and Bean, I'm laughing so hard I'm crying at the vomiting. So there you go. So apparently we're one in one on the Gaga bit. All right, let's talk about dumpster diving. This is back on our radar. We have talked about it from time to time throughout the years, but now Victoria Hunt of Columbus, Ohio is on my TV. She is 51 years old, and she is on a new show that is called Extreme Cheapskates. I think this is a new, I want to say it's a TLC series.
Has to be. Because TLC, which they're the Freak Network.
The Freak Show Network, that's what TLC stands for, right? Extreme Cheapskates is what it's called. What makes her fascinating, I think, is that she is a self-made millionaire who owns several houses. She has stock. She has plenty of other investments. In fact, she is doing so well, guys, that she retired from her career as an accountant at age 48.
Wow.
Her primary income now comes from her rental properties, but she is so cheap that she lives on just $12,000 per year, including bills, groceries, insurance, everything else. So 25 years ago, she's dirt poor, living in a trailer park on government assistance. She manages to get an education, work her way up, start saving money, get a career going, start making some good investments. Now she's an actual millionaire. But she's so cheap that she puts her freezer on a timer so that it only runs about 12 hours a day.
Wow.
She showers at her gym to save electricity and water. And here's the part that really is just, it's going to be above and beyond what most of us would consider even frugal. And that is, she dumpster dives for almost all of her food.
You know, it's great to be a millionaire, but what's the point if you're going to live like that?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. We used to have an intern that dumpster dived, but it was because she was poor.
Yeah, but she also bought like a $260 pair of jeans.
So that's true.
So, she was just making bad choices all around.
You have to have priorities.
Right.
Now, Victoria also grows food in her yard. She eats weeds and clovers and all sorts of things in her yard and grows vegetables and whatnot.
She can grow better stuff than weeds.
It does seem like somebody should tell her about apples.
And corn. Who knows?
But apparently dumpster diving is part of it. She says it just drives her crazy. She says it's exciting. When we find nickels and dimes, it's a little joy. She often finds boxes of fresh pastries and cakes. It's really more than just a hobby for me. When I find something good to eat in a dumpster, the joy is perfect, she says.
Oh, man, that just sounds gross.
Yeah. It drives her crazy to think about somebody has thrown out great food, and there it is just ready for the taking, and it's clean, and it's edible, and it's free. So those are the calls that we're looking for right now at 1-800-520-1067. We are looking for people who get food from the dumpster.
I guarantee we have listeners who do this.
Yeah.
And
sure.
And again, in this particular woman's case, as probably most people who will call, it's not because they don't have money.
Right.
It must just be a thrill to
it
find
something. It started that way.
Maybe, yeah. But and going into a dumpster, I mean.
But let me ask you this. And again, the number is 1-800-520-1067. In our mind, we're thinking of the dumpster out behind an apartment complex looking for people's leftovers. But that's not all there is to dumpster diving. I mean, there are people who have the schedule. They know when the Safeway has to get rid of their baked goods because
yeah.
They passed their expiration. And let's face it, even though those things are 2 days old, they're still fine to eat, right? It's just that they've got rules. You know, sometimes they have government rules, but sometimes they have store rules of when they need to toss that stuff, when they can't sell it as fresh anymore. It doesn't mean it's not edible.
When I worked at KFC in high school, they dumped all of the chicken that we didn't sell, and we weren't allowed to bring it home because they said we would make more, so we'd have food to bring home. So
oh,
we had to
I
throw
see.
Away everything at the end of the night.
So whoever is in the neighborhood learns that system, and they
right.
know what time you throw out the chicken.
Boom.
Huh.
And I bet that's true for all the fast food places. I mean, think about it. You know, McDonald's, places like that, they've got to have strict rules about how long a burger can sit before they can sell it or
yeah.
whatever. And it doesn't mean it doesn't mean you can't eat it. It just means it doesn't meet their precise standards. So I bet there's a lot of really good food that's available if you're willing to take the dive.
So to speak.
You can change your name if you want. Stay anonymous.
Sure.
But we'll take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. One call before we take a break.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Lady Gaga.
No. Okay. Please go. No more.
All right.
She has got right. to stop dumpster diving.
Okay. We'll take your calls next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Talking about dumpster diving, people who get food out of the dumpsters. What's the deal? What kind of good stuff do you get? Why do you do it?
A wolf tweeted me, isn't Bean the one that was eating moldy bread?
Yes, but that was in my own refrigerator.
Another listener tweeted me, weren't you the one, Kevin, that ate out of the trash? And
Chinese
I said, yes,
food.
Yes, but that was my trash.
Right.
And my trash is clean. But B, weren't you the one who drank sour milk by adding chocolate to it?
Yes.
Again, in my fridge, though. I knew where it had been. I didn't find it out behind some
sour?
Apartment complex. It might have been. Okay. It's hard to tell when you mix the chocolate milk in. Taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with, I mentioned McDonald's, by the way. Let's start with line four. Let's go to Lydia here, because I was saying it just seems like it makes sense. If you time it right, you can get some pretty good food for free, a lot cheaper than walking inside. Lydia, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You have dumpster dived.
Hi, Kevin and Bean.
Hi.
Yes, we actually called it Ramboing. A couple of hot girls. One of us would be the lookout girl. That was usually me. And a couple of divers, we put on our camouflage, black tank tops.
Really? You dressed for it?
Were you in college or what?
It was in college. It was in college.
And where would you do it? McDonald's?
Oh, McDonald's, for sure. We got the breakfast English McMuffins. Those things never, ever expire.
Do they throw them out? I'm sorry, do they throw them out after breakfast time, or do they throw them out at the end of the day, or what's the...
Under the light for a certain amount of time, and once it expires, they have to dump them. But put all of the good dumps in the same bag.
Oh, I see.
So it's like a jackpot. You open it, you've got fish fillets.
Did you do it very sneakily because they didn't want you to do it?
Exactly. So we did it around 11 o'clock at night, and we ended up stopped because we found this 7-foot-tall homeless man.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you are in competition. And by the way, were you doing it because you were just frugal or because you were broke and could not afford food any other way?
We were poor. We were definitely poor. And it tasted so good. The poorer you are, the better they taste.
Of course.
I bet that's true.
And you look forward to it all day because you know at 11 o'clock tonight you're going diving.
Listen, our freezers were stocked, so we weren't short on food.
Oh, all right.
Unbelievable. She's even better than the rest of us are. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Danny. Danny is on line five. He has figured out a way to make it a family affair. Danny, you are still dumpster diving today?
Yes, sir, I am.
Couldn't be happier.
I was not expecting that level of excitement, but okay.
Tell us about it.
It just happened one day. I can't really explain it. One day, me and my wife were driving by KFC. It was around, maybe close around 10, so it was around 10:30, and we started seeing them just throwing out all these buckets of chicken, you know, the side dishes and all that other crap.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, you know, the hell with it. Let's stop, pull over, grab it real quick. So that turned out one day.
Now, hold on a second. If you don't mind my just butting in here. So your wife is in the car with you. You say, yes. Hey, I just saw him throw out a bunch of trash. I'm going to go get it. What was her response?
Okay, we're high, let's go.
We're high and we're broke. All right. Good enough.
And we're hungry.
Say no more. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to line six. This is going to be Katie. Now, she's feeding a lot of people with the dumpsters, right, Katie?
Yeah, I have a house with 12 people.
A house with 12 people?
Yeah, it used to be a restaurant. So, it's kind of like a dorm, but it's a house.
Okay,
right,
so there's 12
people. Where are you getting all this food?
We're going to get food usually at like Trader Joe's or Whole Foods. We don't go to fast food or anything like that.
Yeah, you don't want to slum with the other people.
They're health conscious.
And what are they throwing away at Whole Foods and Trader Joe's?
Actually, really good stuff. I've gotten huge boxes of produce that aren't bad at all. Some like there was a box of peaches one time that were just like slightly bruised, and they were really good.
Why do you suppose they're throwing away food that's good? What's the deal there?
I think that they just don't want to deal with it. They have so much food in the stores, and if it's bruised, people aren't going to buy it because it's ugly. And
makes sense.
It's kind of silly because it's still really good.
So they get out of the way. Did you just wait out back behind the Trader Joe's and they just show up and give you stuff?
Yeah. It's funny because sometimes they want to discourage people from doing that, and so... Yeah, we go late at night, but sometimes they'll even, like, cut bags that are just closed packages of like, chips or cookies or whatever, and they'll cut the bags so that people won't take them.
That's just rude.
Oh, that's really crappy.
That's just rude. You should be able to dumpster dive.
Yeah.
Thank you, Katie. So I mean, look, if somebody throws something away, I think it's fair game. I think it's obvious that they're not making a claim on it anymore, right?
Agreed.
But why don't they have a system in place where they can take this stuff rather than throw it in a dumpster and make Katie climb in there? Why don't they send it to a homeless shelter or something like that if the food is still good to eat?
Well, I know there are groups that do that, have deals with restaurants and places like that where they go around and pick it up. But I guess
it seems
not
like it would make a lot
does.
More sense. All right, let's go to Jasmine. She's on line two. She's got an interesting dumpster diving story here. We're taking your calls on the Kevin and Bean Show at 1-800-520-1067.
I'm a little surprised that it seems like it's all girls.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, you're right. That is odd.
Except for Danny and his high and broke family.
Sure.
Jasmine, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
You dumpster dive? Dove or dive?
I dove. I did it for a summer.
A summer.
College.
Okay. You were poor. You were at college. It was summer.
Yeah. And honestly, we did it for fun because there's like some sort of adrenaline high trying to dumpster dive, you know.
That's what the woman on the TV show said, is it's she had a great time. It was the happiest she was when she found something.
Yeah, you find something that's totally free and yours, but it also is like discouraging to see how much food waste there is.
USA! USA!
USA! 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show. No time for this. Sorry, we don't have time for this song.
Excuse me, isn't it the second week of October already? Has not been cooperating with getting people into the fall spirit, but this song I think does the trick, don't you guys?
Yes. Not interested.
I have received your emails and your complaints. Not enough Halloween spooks on the Kevin and Bean Show, so I'm very happy to accommodate you. Thanks a lot for getting in touch.
Oh, I get it now. That's funny. But seriously, I hate you, and I hope you get hit by a truck.
How dare you? 8:50, Ralph is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday.
In that same vein...
Of
Halloween, I'm asking everyone to come down and join me Thursday, October the 11th, at Hellbreak LA, which is LA's newest and scariest haunted house in the old historic Sears building there on Santa Monica Boulevard in Hollywood, California. Starting at 6 a.m., I will be there along with the Red Cross. We will be drawing blood out of your veins collecting it.
You're not going to.
I personally will be removing blood from your body.
I don't think so.
That doesn't sound good.
We've got a ton of prizes, too, for everybody who donates. Come on down. Details are at krock.com. It's the annual Kevin and Bean blood drive. This year's theme, Drain a Vein.
Ralph, if people want to get their Kevining photos taken with you, can they do that?
Happy to be Kevin.
Are we going to end to that today?
We should Kevin while you're giving blood. Just look. You'll have that look anyway because the blood will be draining out of your body, so your eyes will roll back in your head.
That is sort of what it looked like.
Your hands will go up in a weird posture, and then we will take a photo. It'll be fun. So 6 a.m. Thursday it starts, goes all the way to 3 p.m. So I believe some other K-Rock jocks may be down there as well throughout the day. So. Please join us for that. It's a good cause, and it's a fun way to do it, and you get a little something-something for your efforts as well. As I told you yesterday, rumors were swirling that Jack Osborne got married to his longtime girlfriend Lisa Stelly over the weekend. Jack said, no, oh, you stupid media. Since when did my mother's birthday trip to Hawaii turn into a wedding for me? Ha, pa, pshaw, feh, he said via Twitter.
Did he say all that?
All that.
And then did he put his hand over his mouth and go, tee-hee-hee?
Yes, he did. Because his representatives have confirmed that he did indeed get married over the weekend, despite his tweets to the contrary. Kelly was a bridesmaid, and she ate the entire cake for him. What else had a piece? No, she's thin now, but still, I like making
still, that's fun.
I like eating jokes about her.
Right.
Jack, by the way, was diagnosed with MS in July, so this bride is very committed to her man. She's going to be with him through some tough times, and it's kind of a nice romantic story. As opposed to Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman, who are giving up on marriage after a mere 41 years together. Yeah, Danny's 67, Rhea's 64. They've been married for 30 years.
Beware of the midgets. Yeah. They're taking over the world.
Good point. Have three children together. They've been together since 1970 when they met in an off-Broadway play.
Midget, please.
41 years. It's all over now.
It looked like you stole a midget pants.
4 decades is plenty. They did their due diligence.
They did their part.
That's right. This disturbs me.
What?
Melissa Etheridge is talking about her her love life.
Yeah.
Before she was a full-blown lesbian, apparently she would dabble in the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
She tells Us Weekly magazine that she kissed both Paul McCartney and Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
Those guys will kiss anybody. She called Steven an excellent kisser, by the way.
Look at his lips, for God's sake.
Yeah, that's true. How can he not be? He just kisses your whole face when he kisses you.
That would be gross.
And she says the late Brandon Lee wanted to be her boyfriend so badly and couldn't believe it wasn't possible. Would just ignore her when she would say, but I'm a lesbian. No, we'll fix that. We'll fix that in post, he would say. So that's funny.
He was, Brandon Lee was clueless about a lot of things, like the difference between blanks and bullets.
Oh, come on. It wasn't his fault.
Wow. I'm just saying. He didn't figure the world out in his short time on Earth.
Speaking of stories about one's life, I'm so happy to hear that Kesha is releasing her autobiography.
Oh, great. What is she, 19?
Yeah. After 1.5 albums, she thinks she has enough of a life that she has to write a book about it. My Crazy Beautiful Life, she calls it. It'll be out on the store shelves on November the 20th.
Is anybody buying this polished turd?
Kesha says her life is not all glamorous, but it's all real. My Crazy Beautiful Life.
Get back to me in 10 years.
Shut up. Yeah. Your stupid book. No one cares.
You know, she drinks so much and vomits so much. I'm surprised we haven't talked to her on the Kevin and Bean Show lately.
Maybe we will. Maybe we'll talk to her tomorrow about her new book.
But it's not going to go like it did with Gaga, though, right?
No, it will not.
We're tired of that.
Boy, Gaga did not sound good.
Man,
she's got the flu, I heard.
Yeah,
bad. We were told she was feeling better.
I'm moving to London. I hope you'll all throw me a nice farewell party.
When is this and why?
I got to talk to the people over at Paramount and find out.
Okay.
Because
why are they involved?
Because they have just given the green light to a $3.2 billion theme park just outside London, England.
Oh, no, not for Batman.
It's not for Batman.
Oh, okay.
But it is for all of the Paramount film properties will be represented at the theme park, including Star Trek, Mission Impossible, and Transformers.
All right.
The company itself is not building the park. They're just licensing the rights, but all of their movies will be represented in theme rides there at the theme park outside of London, England.
Spokesperson said this.
Actually, fun enough, I was talking to the Queen about it on Thursday.
There's apparently plans to build a similar Paramount-themed park to be built in Spain, and then a Star Trek-themed park resort in Jordan. So Paramount expanding its brand across the globe. I hope Paramount includes all of their films.
I would like a Godfather ride. That'd be awesome, where you get shot.
You stop at a toll booth and you're sitting there all of a sudden, you're looking around, and the guy ducks down. You're like, what the hell? It just goes on and on like that. But Raiders is a Paramount film. That would be cool to have another ride like that, like they do at Universal. Do some cool stuff. Love Story?
Nope.
Where your girlfriend gets leukemia? That'd be a good ride.
No, it doesn't sound like a good ride at all.
That'd be good.
No. It sounds like a bummer.
Yeah. Terms of Endearment?
Nope.
No, nothing?
Uh-uh.
Not getting anything from you people. And there's a new celebrity memorabilia auction going on. You know how I love the auctions, because I am a collector myself.
Hoarder. I think the word you're looking for is hoarder.
Not hardly a hoarder. It's just one room. Have you ever watched that Collection Intervention, by the way?
No, it sounds like a terrible show.
It's an awesome show. It's like Hoarders, but for people who collect action figures and comic books and stuff like that.
What's going to happen when they knock on your door?
They're not.
That's why
I have a shotgun.
What if
they're not getting in. But back to my collectibles auction. They are auctioning off Judy Garland's dress from The Wizard of Oz. Her gingham dress that she wore in that film. Of
course, gingham dress?
Not gingham dress. Oh. No, gingham dress.
How is that not in a museum somewhere already?
It's a private owner. It's had it all these years.
Yep.
Finally putting it up for auction.
Yep.
Now, I think this is a low, low estimate. They're saying they think it's going to go for about $500,000.
You think that's low?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it's one of the most iconic pieces of wardrobe from one of the most iconic films ever.
That could come in stronger.
follow yellow brick road. Follow, 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 follow the yellow brick road.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ralph.
I thought Brad Williams was here for a minute.
That really has to be one of the most iconic movie star outfits in history.
Yeah,
right?
And then this, they made a bunch of them for the film. But this apparently was the only one that was proven to be screen used. This actually appeared in the movie. So $500,000, I think, is sort of a low estimate.
Hmm. How old was she when she made that film? Like 13, something like that?
No. No, I think she was 16.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think we understand. That song is from the movie. I think we got that. And that is Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Wait, we were talking about The Wizard of Oz, right?
Of course, yes.
Right.
This is Wizard of Oz. Of course, that's a popular song from that movie. James Bond's swim trunks. Daniel Craig, the tight swim trunks he wore, yes, in Casino Royale.
Yes.
They sold this week at auction for over $71,000.
Really?
So if those piddling little swim trunks from a movie from... Oh, Jesus Christ. From a couple years ago.
Trying
to add to the show. That earned $71,000. I can imagine Judy Garland's dress is going
to
win.
Back to Judy Garland.
By the way, the car that Craig drove in Quantum of Solace, the Aston Martin that he drove in that film, just sold for $386,000 at the same auction. So. There's a lot of money to be had in collectibles, people. When I'm living on an island of my own because of all my collectibles, you'll be going, ha, I'm sorry I mocked him at the time.
I don't think any of us will be saying that.
No, you'll all be dead.
What?
You'll all be dead. If my hitman finally ever will return my phone calls. Today's celebrity birthdays. Zachary Ty Bryan is 31 years old today. He was one of the kids on Home Improvement. Superman Returns. Brandon Routh, 33 years old today. Chris O'Dowd from Bridesmaids is 33 as well. Nick Swartzen, 30 minutes or less. Just go with it. Other feature films is 36. PJ Harvey is 43. Guillermo del Toro celebrates his 48th birthday today. Tony Shalhoub of Monk and Wings fame is 59. Sharon Osbourne, we were just talking about her little boy Jack. She is 60 years old today. And Robert Wall, actor and comedian from Bull Durham, the Tim Burton Batman movie, Arliss, 61 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:35. Congratulations to Diane Casillas.
Ugh.
From Buena Park. What?
Oh, I can't believe she won.
You don't know her.
She stole my car.
She stole nothing from you. We just gave her Muse tickets, though. She got those.
Oh, I see. The wicked somehow reap a reward, whether good people go unsatisfied.
That's alleged.
Yeah. Why does Ralph know everyone who wins on this show? It's starting to be suspicious to me. I don't know.
Odd.
He is here with the Showbiz Beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:35. What are you talking about this hour, Ralph?
It's Tuesday, as my buddy Steve Jones would say.
How would he say it?
From Jonesy's Jukebox. It's Tuesday. Tuesday. And that means there's new DVDs, CDs, and DVDs featuring TV shows available for your entertainment.
My favorite day of the week, Tuesday.
Take it easy, Bean.
Love it so much. So excited. Every week.
Take it easy. Just settle down.
That's because new CDs are released, so it's your favorite day of the week?
Absolutely.
He's been saying all day what he's been looking forward to, and I don't recognize half of it. I've never heard of half of the stuff he's excited about. That's the noise.
That's the noise he makes when the new CDs are released.
The being excited noise.
Halcyon by Ellie Goulding. She apparently is a hipster darling. People love this Ellie Goulding.
Yes. You know her song Lights, probably. Have you heard Lights?
Big record over there on Amp FM, Ralph.
Maybe if I heard
British.
It. I don't recognize the title.
She's strange hot.
Strange hot?
Yeah.
I like female. You know, I'm a big female artist fan. I like the female singers.
Here's a little bit of Lights.
Okay.
Maybe you recognize.
Oh, Lights. Yeah, sure. Now I recognize it.
I thought you would.
From McCabe's show. I'm always tuning into. Monster by Kiss. Kiss has a new CD.
Kiss.
Can't wait. This band's been around for, you tell me, Bean, 35 years?
Yeah, I think they started in 1972, so 40 years.
40
now, right?
years.
Yeah.
New CD from Kiss. Genius, by the way. Slap on makeup on stage. You never get old. You can't look at Kiss on stage and go, wow, those dudes really don't look like they used to.
They
look exactly
poorly.
Like they used
That's
to.
That's true.
Genius.
And by the way, they still sell as many tickets as anybody out there on the road, year after year, crisscrossing the country and around the world. They're still a huge concert draw. It's remarkable.
Crisscross? Tours
no.
with them?
Oh, never mind.
Monster is the name of their CD. Check that out. Glad All Over by the Wallflowers. Is it Jacob Dylan still with the Wallflowers?
Yes.
He is.
He is Mr. Wallflower.
Okay. And Yo Gabba Gabba, Music is Awesome, Volume 4. You know, I love me some Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yes, you do.
The family was trying on our Halloween costumes last night.
Is that right? What are you going as?
Plex. Plex the robot from Yo Gabba Gabba.
Okay.
Oh, it's a robot, right?
The baby's going to be Muno, and then mom gets to be Fufa.
It doesn't matter.
Mama's is Fufa.
It doesn't matter who you or mama is. Everybody's going to be looking at Olivia.
But when we show up together at your door and you see two giant Gabbas and one tiny Gabba, you're going to go, oh, look at the Gabbas. We just have to find a Broby and a Tootie and we'll be in good shape.
Good luck with that.
Right, you guys, you want to be Tootie?
I'd rather not be Tootie.
You want to be Tootie?
Yeah, I don't think you would like my Tootie.
Sure I wouldn't.
This is not my area at all, but
really?
is it customary for the parents to dress up when they're taking their kids around the neighborhood to trick-or-treat?
You don't have to, but it adds a little element of fun for everyone involved. I mean,
that's why.
She is
that's
2.5. I could just kick her out the door with a bucket and just say, you fend for yourself. I'll see you when you get back.
Be back by 11.
Here's a flashlight. Good luck to you. Good hunting. DVDs. Prometheus, starring Michael Fassbender, Charlize Theron, and other talented people. I have not seen it, so I'm looking forward to actually the Blu-ray. I believe the Blu-ray has an extended version attached to it. Looking forward to
it. It was long enough for me, though, I'll be honest.
E.T., the Extraterrestrials, Blu-ray Anniversary Edition is available today. Great. I don't know if you saw the reunion issue of Entertainment Weekly.
I did not.
It was out last week, I think. They got together cast from your favorite TV shows and movies, and they reunite them, and they take a new photo shoot, and then they interview them.
It's
and they
very
sat
cool.
down with Spielberg and Drew Barrymore and Henry Thomas, who played Elliot, and they recounted stories about making E.T. together. Huh. Some fascinating stuff. Rock of Ages, Tom Cruise and Malin Ackerman. Raven, starring John Cusack as Edgar Allan Poe. Alice Eve, also in that film. I love Alice Eve. Shut Up and Play the Hit, starring James Murphy. And the LCD sound system. You can check that out. While we're talking about Blu-rays in particular, the re-release anniversary edition of Little Shop of Horrors, the movie, is out today as well on Blu-ray. Did you see that? Rick Moranis is in Little Shop of Horrors?
Yeah, I've seen it a bunch. How many copies of it do I need, though? Why are they doing it again?
Well, the Blu-ray edition is it's remastered, of course.
Yeah.
And they're also including, for the first time ever, the 20-minute alternate ending of the movie.
Interesting. Okay.
Which was the same as the Broadway show, which was the same as the original film, which is Audrey 2, the plant, eats Seymour and Audrey, devours them, and then goes on to take over the world.
Oh.
That was the original ending. And they showed that to a test audience, and they said, not so much. So they went back and reshot it, where Seymour kills Audrey, and he and Audrey, the human, go on to live happily ever after.
That's funny.
So they're including the never-before-seen original ending of that film. So if you're a fan like I am of that, you're going to want to check that out.
Spoiler alert!
Good point.
A spoiler alert if it was never, it never happened. Got nothing? I hate that disembodied Mexican voice that just comes out of nowhere. It's very disturbing.
We need to reconfigure things.
Yes, like our staff. Tanning Mom versus Octo Mom. How about that for a celebrity boxing match? Patricia Krenzel, who is the Tanning Mom, says Octo Mom doesn't stand a chance. I could beat her, but I'll probably break a nail. And these nails are moneymakers, she says. What the F does that mean, Tanning Mom?
What does it mean? Is she
curious.
Are you a professional nail model?
What the hell?
No word on when the bout will take place, but all the powers of celebrity boxing are behind it. All the big promoters are looking to make this match happen. This is really like Pacquiao Mayweather. This is the fight we've all been waiting for.
This is the one. This is it. Yeah. That's a sad franchise, that celebrity boxing.
It sure is.
They really have a new one like once every 2.5 years.
Nothing more tragic.
It's just people who literally have no other way to make money. That's the only way anyone ever agrees to do it.
And then you come to it and you're kind of fascinated about the celebrity aspect of it. And then one of them hits the other one and you go, I don't want to see this.
Yeah.
No, it's just sad.
Remember the TV show? They had short-lived TV show? It was like Screech versus Horseshack. And you just look at it and these old skinny people just barely hitting each other and their headgear's getting twisted around their heads and stuff and you're like
terrible at it.
I We live in a world where everyone will watch everything in reality television, but the audiences said no to this. This is where they drew the line. I said, no, I just can't. I can't.
It might be best if you just let it go, okay? Yeah.
My favorite, the one I'll never forget, was Manute Bol versus the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one?
Manute Bol looked like one of those bugs. You ever see a bug called a walking stick? It sort of looks like a praying mantis.
He was 7'4", 80 pounds.
Yes, and it's just, it was like one of those puppets. You press the thing and the fists come out, you know? And he's just going, and fridge is wailing around, and he's about three steps short of a heart attack the minute he comes off the stool in the corner. And it was just,
tragedy. Yeah.
I mean, it was this close to the Hunger Games, really, when you stop and think about it.
Well, the Hunger Games, the kids have a chance, at least.
And it's kids that can move and fight and are still alive.
They're in the prime of their lives.
Right.
They give you a good match. Ugh. And Star Magazine is talking about the health regime of Ryan Seacrest. I don't know if you're familiar with Ryan Seacrest or not. Ryan Seacrest is a very popular radio and TV personality. He's got he's got his own production company. He does a lot of hosting on American Idol.
Right.
He is obsessed with health, they say. He won't even indulge in a glass of wine with his girlfriend, Julianne Hough, they say. Won't drink alcohol of any kind. He's been getting human growth hormone shots.
Why?
To maintain his youthful appearance.
Huh.
Sure not to grow height. We know that much. If it is, he should get his money back. And they say his assistants must carry at all time a mysterious green drink that he gulps to stay young. Not the only thing he gulps, by the way.
Oh, get off it.
Bravo.
Thank you. All right, we get the sound effect.
I'm just saying he's gulping.
Right, we get it. You got a lot of guts telling me not to put a sound effect over and over again. There's Britney Spears laughing when you need her.
How dare you.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Zachary Ty Bryan, of course, the 14th president of the United States.
I don't think that's accurate. That was Zachary Tyler. You're referring to an actor, I believe.
I see. 31 years old today. Brandon Routh was in a movie called Superman Returns, and he never did. He was done after that movie. 33 years old. Chris O'Dowd, Bridesmaids, the charming Irish comedian and actor. Ladies love him.
Yep.
So funny.
33 years old today. Nick Swardson. In 30 minutes or less, or just go there. Was he in Bucky Larson? Was he in that as well?
He was.
I believe he
probably
was.
Probably, yeah.
Bucky Larson! Only person making commercials these days more annoying than beer mugs. The guy who made those Bucky Larson commercials.
And that's questionable.
You know it's on TV tonight? PJ Harvey's 43 years old.
Can I tell you about the way I bet this weekend on football? I'm wearing the lipo belt. Look at my abs.
Worst commercials ever. I'm surprised a station even plays them.
Hey, don't hate.
How can I not?
You insist that we hate.
Guillermo del Toro's 48 years old today. PJ Harvey, I mentioned her. She's 43. Tony Shalhoub is 59. Sharon Osbourne celebrates her 60th birthday today. And actor Robert Wall from Bull Durham and Arliss and the first Tim Burton Batman movie is 61. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Beach. Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage.
Yeah.
We also have Ted Nugent.
What?
Really?
Yeah. 70s rocker Ted Nugent, who has turned...
When you sit down across from someone who has more families... with dying little boys and girls who get a call to take them on their last fishing trip in life. Yeah. Call me when you meet someone who does that more than I do.
Okay. You'd be surprised how many dying kids demand a fishing trip.
I would
That's
be
what
surprised.
They don't want a cure. They don't want a clown. They don't want to meet Batman. They want to go fishing with Ted Nugent.
Is that code? He is crazy. Full-blown crazy.
I love him.
I do too.
I love him.
I love crazy.
All the kids want to go swimming, go fishing with me.
Need some new dentures there, Ted.
Ethan Hawke will be on the program, star of Sinister. So we're going to talk to him about that very scary movie.
Mr. Boogie.
We have Joe Rogan in studio.
Wow.
Funny man Joe Rogan. And we have your tickets for SpaceX with Muse.
SpaceX!
That's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin.